want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, neighbors.
Merry Christmas, neighbor. Happy days to you. Merry Christmas, neighbor.
Shut up!
No.
Hey!
No, that will never do.
I just bought it.
Lorne Green had a great voice, didn't he?
Lorne Green.
Hold on, where's the one I want?
A compliment coming from you.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment coming from you.
Thank you.
And here we go.
Christmas season.
Meanwhile, me, I don't have a deep voice. Hi, everybody. Here's the guy that has my voice.
Now, this is a good voice.
It's the last 2 days before the winter break, so
right.
You got to bring out the best holiday tunage you have.
You've done it.
My favorite. Yeah. I'm going to be playing this at Christmas Eve on my house.
Nice. Oh. Tim, we miss you.
I'm going to play it at Christmas Eve at my house with my good friends. Of course, I'll be there with the bosom of my family.
Yes, of course.
My wonderful mother-in-law.
Yes.
Always welcome as she moves in. My son, my wife, and I found out Buzz and Marcia.
Yes.
Great addition.
Oh, wow.
And Buzz's mother-in-law.
Won't that be great? That's family, family, and more family.
Sure is.
I hope you play this on your own stereo.
All the speakers.
Yeah. Sing it, Tim.
I'll bring the paper towels.
And let me just rock out a little bit here. You give me a second.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we need something to balance that out.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you remember him from the Hollywood Squares, Mr. John Davidson.
You better watch out.
Yeah.
Better not cry.
Yeah, I do even say it like
that. Better not cry. I'm telling you why.
Okay.
Oh. He was the worst.
All right.
Is he alive?
Yeah. Hold on. We'll start the show. Just let me hear a little bit of Mike Douglas and the kids.
Happy birthday,
Peter. Yeah. There you go. Hey, kids. Do you love Mr. Douglas?
Happy birthday,
Peter. I love
you. Mr. Douglas, thank you for long rides.
I
think we'll save Wayne Newton for tomorrow, Robbie.
Oh.
One
okay.
more.
Can't wait. I can't wait either.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Well, howdy Christmas do.
This is Santa Shannon.
And this is Elfin Magic, Mildred Drysdale, President of Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, Personal Bank of the Granny.
Santa Claus. Shannon, Santa Claus.
Shannon Claus.
Which Christmas song is least popular with acne sufferers?
Which one?
Whitehead Christmas. What big movie is about Howard Hughes eating roast beef? The Graviator.
Oh, my.
Yeah. What is Sean Combs' favorite dessert?
Which one?
Puff pastry. And hello.
Hi.
Still Scott Shannon here.
Still Milburn Drysdale. Really trying hard today.
What hip-hop artist is number one at the North Pole?
Which one?
Ludacris Kringle.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi there. Let's get retarded in here. I like those. Let's see. One of them came from the service. Three of them came from Robe. And we'll go to Michael first.
Yeah.
Mike, pick the one from the service.
Oh.
I'm going to say Ludacris Kringle.
Hello.
Bad Buzz.
I agree. Ludicrous Kringle from the service. The rest from Rob.
No, shut out.
Wow.
Rob wrote a Ludicrous Kringle, which I love. The one from the service, Whitehead Christmas.
Oh. I knew Rob wrote the Graviator.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Let's get retarded.
This is Sam Hill.
Right. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, honey. It's almost your birthday. I know. Herman Munster. Oh, what's his name? John Kerry. How soon we forget.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there, Bert.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The door, here's the thing.
It's from a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. His soul torn apart. View discretion advised.
How have you been?
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Merry Christmas, neighbor. And on the ships at sea, they're like your early Christmas present from Satan, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Hello, everybody. Right, hello.
You can call Don and Mike.
Shut up on that one.
Shut up.
There you go. Sorry about that. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. Thursday 121604.
I'm Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
There you go. Got the opening of the show. Don, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. Oh, you had to hit that button?
No, I didn't think I did too.
What?
What?
What was that, Rob? Well, there was a thing with the buttons there, and then we were not talking about the buttons, and Rob reached over, and I thought that one of the buttons, because the button went like...
You can call Doug.
The button did that when the button was...
Could
have done that, and then he touched the button here.
So many buttons.
There you go. Okay, we're set. Don and Mike Show, it is on December 16th.
Right.
That's the day we're doing the show. It's today.
Mm-hmm. That is... What?
That's it. December 16th.
Today.
20-odd-4.
Yeah. I'm getting more confused as the week goes on.
Call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And DC 202-432-1067.
You see, I'm overwhelmed.
Yes.
Yes.
Many are.
So much to do, so little time.
Right.
Please freaking tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had things under control.
I don't.
I don't have things under control with Christmas. I really don't. and Buzz, yes. I love you.
Yeah.
I love Marshall. I'm sure I'll love your mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a funny, festive dynamic we have on Christmas Eve.
Don't you think?
Yeah, because, it's really... For the mothers-in-law.
Right. And don't you think this means, and the women folk can all get together and then the men folk can, go out to the barn.
Yeah, well.
What do you think?
You know, what's going to work out in our half,
right.
On our behalf here is...
First time in 04 anyone used the phrase women folk?
Women folk.
Women folk.
Not the last time, though, Rob.
Women folk
said, Jed, move away from there. As you may know. Hey, who was that?
Stay in the living room, Granny.
Who was that? Granny.
Yes, and all the boys can go into the cave and watch the latest game.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it'll end up. So, anyway, looking forward to it. We've spent a lot of holidays with Buzz and Marsha, mainly Thanksgiving.
Right.
Over Buzz, it's going to be hanging out with the ladies and the mothers-in-law in that room or coming in and watching football in silence with you. So, in Buzz's case, it's a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back and forth for me.
So, looking forward to it. Now, I'll tell you what I am feeling apprehensive about. And tomorrow, this whole family holiday thing this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me see. Tomorrow, we've got our special holiday elf coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in the first part of the show, our Christmas miracle.
Right.
I don't want to give you too much of a hint. Mike already knows who it is, and he is just blown away by the booking.
I know.
You know, the thing is, I know that I slipped yesterday and inadvertently revealed the name, and you had to hit the delay so as not to send the Christmas miracle out early to all the listeners. And so what I did, I went home last evening and brainwashed myself, and now I've completely forgotten who it's going to be.
Well,
I spend a lot of time in the city.
Yeah.
And there's a buzz. There's a tremendous buzz in the city about tomorrow's Christmas miracle.
We did say.
I'm peppered with questions.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, baby.
I'm Ron Burgundy. And no, it's not Will Thomas.
Oh.
Or Will.
Oh.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Say hey, Will Thomas
instead
of Will Ferrell.
We know your mind is at Christmas time.
Will Thomas.
We know you'd like that to be true.
That cute, cutey man doll on Channel 5.
Neither one of them, then.
Hello, Lisa.
I love her.
Lisa.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi there.
First time caller. Tried to call before and never got through.
Right.
Just wanted to relay some facts about John Davidson. My uncle was toured in a musical, Music Man, with him, and we seen him in Cleveland, Ohio. And
76 trombones, let the big power.
And it was John Davidson.
Capital T.
Was he a big jerk face?
Well, I guess he drank copious amounts of Diet Coke before the show, and if you were in the front row, you would receive a shower from his spitting. You could actually see, like, just, you know, huge flecks of spit coming at those.
Well, he's probably spit.
That is probably a side effect of trying to project to the audience.
When you mentioned that he would have all this Diet Coke for you on a stage in the shower, I was thinking, you know, hey, that's like Marilyn Manson territory. I didn't know John Davidson. You know,
John Davidson.
Here's John Davidson with the golden shower singers.
Here's something special for the first two rows.
I didn't think so. Thank you, though. Hello, Wayne, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Hey, can we play Jerry Reed's rap, Christmas rap?
Do we have Jerry Reed's Christmas rap, Robbie?
Shouldn't we?
No, we don't have that.
We don't have? Where'd you hear it?
I heard it on a country station down here in Ocean City the other day.
All right, well, you know, we'll get that.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks. I said, baby Jesus.
It's
time.
Well, now you're going to have to find the other one for me. Just because I'm in the
mood.
Just because I'm in the mood before we call home here.
And you are hot.
Oh, trust me, I'm hot. I mean, not hot mad, not hot with the red ass as I was a few days ago after the Christmas party. Simply hot with the Christmas spirit. The problem is, the Christmas spirit is not really going to start coming out of me until,
John Davidson?
Yeah.
Look out.
That's right. So make sure you got an umbrella.
Stay out of the front row.
If you're staying near me.
Yours will be red.
No, hold on.
And green.
Here is world champion ice skater Michael Weiss checking in on John Davidson. Hey, Mike, what's happening, dude?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for checking. Olympian, you know.
Yeah. Come on, give it up.
Yeah. Look at Michael Weiss.
Michael Weiss.
Applause.
Yeah.
So
cool.
So what's happening with you and John Davidson?
Well, enough. I was driving home from the rink right now, and I heard you guys talk about John Davidson. A friend of mine that I grew up with, skating, he ended up marrying John Davidson's daughter.
Oh, my God.
Who used to be a skater, actually. I used to skate with her. Yeah. I mean, not with her like pairs, but I used to skate, you know, at the same rink with her and train with her occasionally.
Right.
And, he apparently now is doing, singing on cruise ships, from what I heard.
Oh, that's good.
That is
He's a
great
cruise ship lounge singer.
Cruise ship. That's really the next step down is circus clowning.
Well, yeah, then he'll get a radio show.
Oh my God, how are you doing, Michael?
Yes,
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing good. I'm just training right now. I have my competitive season is pretty much going on right now. I have the national championships in a few weeks, so I'm just working my butt off to get ready for him.
As you know, Michael is a world-class Olympic skater, and all I'd like to ask you is, do you like the clear or do you like the liquid?
The cream or the clear?
The cream or the clear, Mike?
I've seen Michael Weiss. I don't think he's on the juice.
I don't think any figure skaters are on the juice.
That was kind of my point. It doesn't work in the skating circles. Now, you can do the amateur championships, right? And you can still go out and make money doing the shows. Are you going to be doing any of the shows?
Yeah, I'm still, I tour now with Stars on Ice. But yeah, I mean, you can go out, It used to be pros made money, amateurs didn't.
Right.
And now that's pretty much out the window. Now the amateurs pretty much make most of the money because we're the ones who are on TV almost all the time. I mean, you know, there's way too much skating on TV right now anyway. So it's like, all that stuff that's on TV, you know, we get paid to perform in. So it's a great gig. I mean, it really is.
And Michael trained, did all his training right in our backyard here where the station is. So it's we're real proud of him.
Yeah, we're proud of him. He's a hometown guy.
Absolutely.
That did good. All right, well, have a good holiday, and thank you for checking in on John Davidson.
Wow. I'm depressed because I drive to and from the rink every day, and I got you guys to get me through the Christmas season. You guys are going to be on vacation, so I'm going to have to rough it the next couple of weeks.
Well, can hang in there. Hang in there, Michael. And, of course, your training always involves drinking, what, like about a pint of Jack Daniels before you go out on the ice?
Yeah, that usually gets me nice and warm. Keeps me warm in the rink.
Good. Enjoy.
Okay. We'll see you later, dude. Good holiday to you.
Take care. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
That's cool. That's an Olympic champion.
Michael Weiss.
Good friend of the show.
Good guy. Yeah, and...
You got it.
We don't have the Jerry Reed Christmas song. We'll find it by the end of the show. Okay. Son, I want to tell you.
Well,
I got Christmas Eve coming up. 1 week from Friday.
And
I said, how could it possibly get any better? My wife said, I'll invite your good friends, Buzz and Marsha. And I said, you know what make it better? Why can't we bring his mother-in-law? And she said, you're hot. You're hot.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Thanks a lot.
When you're not.
My mother-in-law, Buzz's mother-in-law, all night. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la.
Are you feeling hot?
I'm on fire, Mike.
You are. I can practically feel the heat over here.
I am on en fuego.
for
Dan Patrick.
That's the best one. You were in fuego.
So we were going to George.
Sorry.
Wait. Just 90 minutes, Mike. Okay.
You're good to keep
90
modeling.
Minutes until Spotlight City.
Oh, you know, I can't wait.
I know. You live to perform.
I certainly do.
You do.
I'm just waving my hands above my head right now.
You would have lettered in theater if you could.
Yeah, theater arts buzz.
Yes.
Fine and days, Jerry. When you're hot, when you're hot, and I can thank the Lord. When you're hot, you're hot.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to more? Are you looking forward to your tour of five of your family's homes on the week before or Christmas Eve?
That's the winner. Now, I'm going to call the lovely bride about this. Because I want to find out exactly who came up with this crazy idea. We're on Saturday. What, Buzz?
Oh, the tour on Saturday. The crazy idea of the food tour.
Oh, no.
The party tour.
The crazy idea with you, that's cool. I'm kidding about
okay.
that.
Right.
We love having you and Marsha over. Hey, is Mom there?
Yeah.
Would you put her on, please?
Sure.
That, of course, is Prince Sleeps a Lot.
You laugh. I just got up 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and you laugh.
Why
I call you Prince Sleeps a Lot.
I thought you were going to get me up today to play Madden.
Yeah, well, when it got to be about...
Was that, I thought you were going to get me up today to play Madden?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, after I went through the regular stuff that I go through for my J-O-B
right.
and realized that it was noon, time to take a shower, no time.
I understand. No time for yourself.
That's right. That's the type of heartless bastard I am.
The holidays.
No time for my son,
yeah.
who's sleeping until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what a bad dad I am.
Yeah, I'd love to add up the time.
That I didn't wake him up to play Madden today.
What time did you hit the sack, Bart?
Like 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
A.M.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That was, incidentally, like 20
That's
minutes.
9 hours. 9 hours of sleep. Yeah.
20 minutes Good. Before I rolled out of the sack.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, vampire.
I'm a vampire.
I know you are.
We should all get 9 hours.
Hey, put Mamo on, please.
All right. Mamo. Hey,
Mom. Hi, Bart. Love you, too.
He had said to me.
Hello.
If you just stayed up 20 minutes, you could have played Madden this morning. He just needed 20 more minutes.
Yeah, that's right. We would have almost overlapped.
Yeah, you probably would have kicked his butt because he was tired.
That's kind of embarrassing. We got two people working in this house about his age who have been here since 7 a.m. busting their ass.
And I want to tell you what else is embarrassing with Prince Sleeps a Lot. Of course, my wife, it's always a renovation project at our house, and now it's carpets being torn up.
Well, the carpet's put down, and then we have to say, excuse me, hardworking young men, let us move, let us change our son from one bed to another bed so that you can work around him.
Did you really have to move him?
Yeah.
Well, not physically, but
I had to get him up and move him into another room?
At 7 o'clock this morning, I went down to the Prince Sleeps a Lot's bedroom, and I said, hey, it was pleasant. I said, hey, bud, you got to get up. They're going to do this room now. Yeah. We told you it was going to be early in the morning. He said, that's not right. I'm sleeping. I said, I don't care. Get your ass up and go to the bed upstairs if you want to sleep. This was 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. It wasn't so embarrassing at 7 o'clock. It was more embarrassing when they started yesterday. When they got to
I want you to know I have a radio in my car. Okay, morons, so I can hear you when I'm in my car.
Yeah. Hey.
You're hearing us.
Hey, did you just call us morons?
No, I use moron.
And why, and the reason, here's another thing, Jesus.
See, there is a difference in our family. That's allowed.
Maybe it was the hard-working people I didn't want to hear me, not you.
Okay.
Oh.
My only tip-in was going to be, I found it amazing as... Rob will testify, and Frida will. I was out of my mind this morning trying to do work and get the Christmas stuff together, and the worker guys coming over. And these guys that are doing the carpet, they're doing, you know, their job. I mean, they are freaking loud. I mean, with the yeah. bang, 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 and the machines. Meanwhile, Prince sleeps a lot. He's like nothing. He's passed. I'm going out of my skin saying there's guys in every nook and cranny of this house. I can't hear myself think. Meanwhile, upstairs in Grandma's room, he's just going at it.
Sean Wood.
I don't understand how last night you and I have this big talk about how you're happy I'm home and how I'm doing everything I'm supposed to.
I am happy.
And then on the air, I just get lambasted, not even...
No, we didn't have any complaints. We got along with you great today.
I am happy that you're... Great,
but when I get in the car, I have to hear all this stuff.
He missed her dig. I caught it.
Mm. Yes. What was her dig?
We got along with you great today. Well, he's been sleeping all day.
Yeah.
I thought I'd point that one out. No complaints.
Hey, listen, you know, come on, Sir Sleeps a Lot. Prince Sleeps a Lot. I am glad you're home. I'm proud of you. Listen, you know, people just get sick of me hearing. I sound like Kathy Lee Gifford when I talk about you and just say, what a great kid you are.
Yeah, that's my story, too.
This is far more entertaining.
Yeah, that's my story. People get tired.
You watch yourself. You're on shaky ground, Mom.
People get tired of hearing when I brag about you all the time.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Thanks. You guys are so nice to me.
Wait, don't you have a date?
No.
Where are you going?
I was just going shopping for Christmas gifts for people who I guess don't even care.
No, that's sweet. Go ahead.
My son is a drama queen.
Cut a credit card.
He can take
shopping.
He can take any situation and turn it around. Anything can end up being the world's against him.
Tell him how he's doing this Christmas shopping.
What?
You know how he's doing his Christmas shopping.
Well, I assume
that's my back pocket.
I assume
Your
since
mom,
he has no money that he's going to be shoplifting. What did I just miss?
Credit card.
What
no,
did
it
I just
was for shopping I was doing for you guys.
I don't think.
Welcome so. Now. Add to this about eight guys working in the house, and they're ringing the doorbell every 2 seconds. And these right. guys are very nice workers. I'm trying to get some work done. One says, "Excuse me, where's your microwave?" Now, I'm not making this up.
Right.
These guys wanted to microwave their burritos.
Sure. Of course.
The breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, my house is like a cuckoo's nest.
Right.
Well, you'll be happy to know I got the TV downstairs all reassembled.
There's, you know, there's just too much. Is Prince Sleeps a Lot still there?
I'm afraid so.
All right, well, hang up. I didn't call to talk with you.
Let me see.
Bart?
Bart is gone. He might be laying low.
I heard a click.
He might be faking it.
I thought I heard a click.
His car is still out front with the door open and the motor running.
Oh, telephone. Who could that be?
Is that him? That wouldn't be him calling on the other line, would it?
No, that was probably him answering to see if it's an important call.
Oh, and since he...
His friends know that it's okay to call after 3.
Because that's when he...
Because they won't wake him.
Good system.
Because that's when he's awake.
Is that the instruction after 3?
No, but you know, they've all come to learn it. Although, you know, we should say the truth, that we are proud of... He's lazy, but he has gotten his stuff together in school. He's got his GPA up. All of his grades are fantastic. He's done well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy.
Yeah, right.
We just wish he wouldn't sleep till 3 in the afternoon.
That's fine.
What I want to discuss with you, darling, is the party this weekend.
Yes, my darling.
Now, I think I painted an accurate picture when I said we start at one house in Salisbury. I'm not going to give all the different locales we're going to, but then you drive there and it's about 45 minutes to the next house, then it's about 25 minutes to the next house.
Well,
then it's,
that might be a little bit of an exaggeration.
Well, regardless, the right. point is, we are making what is normally a what's the word I'm looking for? It's either joyous or tolerable is somewhere between there. Christmas party that we have with your family. Okay, it's always very joyous and towards the end tolerable. I have a great time. However, why are we driving to five different houses? It's all the same family.
It's a progressive party.
What's progressive about it?
Well, that's what you call it when you do different stages at different people's houses. A lot of times they are on the same block.
I was right. That's what it is.
Yeah, see, but these are not. These are people that right. live in some cases 35 miles apart.
Yeah, that's a flaw. That is a flaw in the plan. But I'm sure it'll be a wonderful time, and you like taking a break from parties, and think of it like a party with break.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. What's one thing that always helps me through these party situations? That thing comes in a glass. Now, I can't be having a glass of Christmas fun than getting behind the wheel.
No, we're going to have a driver.
Oh, see, but then I don't control my own destiny.
No, but the driver will be Bart.
Well, Bart has a very short attention span.
Well, you should be able to control him, and so he can drive us.
We both have done a great job of controlling him.
Right.
Look how good we're doing controlling him.
He could hitchhike with another family member. Grandma will be our driver. I'm sure Grandma would be happy to be our driver.
I think if you have a driver, that'll work for you.
Yeah. I just think it's a retarded way to have the party. Can you just tell me why the family came up with this idea this year? I mean, I'm all for, if it was at our house, that's great. It's normally at Doug's house. Doug does it every year if he wanted to switch, or even if he didn't, that's great. Robbie's got a house. The thing is now, everybody in the family's got a house somewhere within 2 hours of each other.
Yeah, Robbie's not having a segment at her house. She's smarter than that.
Two words for you to make this thing work.
What?
Plastic cups.
How?
Plastic cups.
How did we come up with this idea?
You're up.
Did nobody else fight this? Did no one else in the family, at least, I know I sound like Charlie O'Harrigan.
Has no one fought that?
Did nobody else in the family at least say, God, you know, this is an awful lot of worthless driving, because you're going to get to one party, but by the time you get there and you get settled in and you get in the festive mood, someone's going to be blowing a whistle and saying, okay.
I think the thinking was everyone wanted to share their house. Everyone wants to...
Oh, isn't that amazing? Because in the previous 15 to 20 years that I've been involved, no one's ever stepped up. The only person that's ever done it is Doug, because Doug gets kind of pushed into it every year. I've never seen anybody else in the family standing up saying, hey, we'd love to take over those responsibilities. It's true.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I didn't think of it. And in retrospect, it might be a little bit of a long day, but I'm sure you'll have a wonderful time.
What if you skip one of the houses?
Well, if you want to stay home and get where's second stop, and if you want to do the food preparation, you could skip the first stop.
Oh, see, there's never an easy way out.
No.
So I would have to miss Marty and Kate's. Because I'm going to our house.
No, you go with the plan. I'll make sure the food's okay. I don't want you to miss out.
On what? On the fun of the five different houses?
Well, you just said you had to miss out. So you won't have to miss out.
You're the second stop, huh?
Yeah, we're the second.
What if you were preparing the food during the first stop and the third stop, and then you met up with everybody at the fourth stop?
Do I have to go to all five stops?
You don't have to do anything, my darling.
Well, see, but then your family knows I'm a heel.
Well, that's your issue with my family, not mine.
Is there nobody else? Here's all I want to say, and I know that they all listen to the show.
Yeah, you can...
Your whole family listens to the show. Am I the... Again, this is why I have these questions in my mind. I swear to God, is it me that's screwed up, like the thing at the art gallery and the thing that I don't like doing?
Stuff too much, it'll work out. It will work out fine.
No, you know what it is? It's a gigantic hill of manure that I'm looking at. It's like it's a three-hour drive just to get to the first freaking house. And then it's all day.
It's a three-hour drive because you're going to the beach. It would be a three-hour drive if it were at one house.
Yeah, and the thing is, when it's a three-hour drive when you're going to one house, that's cool. You can deal with it. Man. But now it's a three-hour drive. Get to the first house, then, oh, got to leave. 45-minute drive to the second house. Here's all I'm saying, baby. If there's anybody else in your family out there, if you have a shred of dignity...
It's too late to have anything...
No, I just want them to know, if you have a shred of dignity, if you have a shred...
If you have a shred of a soul,
listen to me. Here's what you do. Come to me this weekend. I promise I will hold your remarks in the closest confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And just say to me, dude, I feel the same way as you do.
Well,
it's heinous that we're driving to five houses in 7 hours. Just come up to me privately and say...
It's a road rally. And you love your car, you love to drive. Think of it like if it's a car break.
And Christmas is a time for family anyway.
Very good, Mike. See, Mike's got the right spirit.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, one always appreciates what one doesn't have.
See how sad, Mike would give his right arm to be in your
shoes. I have tears in my eyes because I'm so envious right now.
That's right.
I do.
So appreciate what you
with
have.
The plastic cup.
How would you like your life to turn into some kind of Christmas show where poof, all of a sudden, you didn't have this?
Didn't have what?
All this family. And then
I love the family. If I just don't love the thing. And Mike, if it sounds...
Now, the plastic cups wouldn't be enough.
Mike,
I'd need a cooler in the
back. If it sounds so great...
And that can be arranged.
Come along. I invite you as my best buddy to come along.
Hip flask.
On Saturday.
Now,
I'll be there.
You're lying.
Yes, I am.
Mike wants his own family. He's very envious that you have this big extended family in the area.
I'm a little envious about it.
I'm going to tell you, you know, grass is always greener.
Of course.
You know, I'm getting up thinking, boy, here's Saturday. I mean, really, just all I want is members.
Are you saying you'd rather be in Mike's shoes?
I've got a great Saturday.
What are you doing?
I'm going to Florida.
You'd be your own boss.
I've got my girls, and I'm taking them down to Florida. Taking them down to FLA.
Florida's
nice. Yeah.
I'm going to Salisbury, Maryland.
if you don't like the setup, if you envy Mike, you know, just let me know.
No, I someday hope that my daughters have big families, and I think this is great.
Darling, this is nothing about Mike. Of course, I love our... What did I tell you on Thanksgiving? Seriously, what did I say to you? About your family.
You had a nice time.
Yes, I said more than that. You hate to say it, but it's true. I said, even though I bitch and moan and complain.
Are you the family character?
I love your family.
Oh, no. He's a family curmudgeon.
Well, somebody has to be. Since Lee passed away, somebody has to be.
No. You're more curmudgeonly than Lee ever was.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's proud.
Lee, Frieda's brother who passed away.
Lee turned to... a little bit right-wing towards his later years, but he was smiley and happy, and you're not, and a lot of times you're not very laughy.
Well, that's because I'm not very drunky at these things a lot of times.
Some people laugh without drinking. I know that's hard to believe.
Yeah, well, let's go back to the ill-fated Christmas party of which we don't speak. Who is it that said to me, you know, if I just can't drink and get drunk, what's the point of going?
I didn't say get drunk. I said drink.
I said, can't you just go to a party and moderate yourself? You know,
moderation.
Have two drinks and then have a couple of soda pops and be okay to drive home.
I can't have two drinks and drive. I cannot have two drinks and drive.
Sounds like you might have a drinking problem.
No, it sounds like that I don't have a drinking problem and my stamina isn't as good as something.
Sounds to me like, you know, okay, I'm going to go to this party, but I'm not going to be able to drink, so I'm not going to have a good time. I'm not going to stay very long. However, what she had said to me is, arranged for a car so I could get just bombed, mm-hmm. I would have gone and stayed all night long.
No, you don't want to start this with me because there is a good way I can have a good time at a party if I'm not drinking, and that's called dancing. But just standing around talking with your people at your station who are very nice, but who 90% I don't know, it's not...
Well, baby,
Listen, this will be probably our last conversation on the radio before the holiday.
Yes.
I don't want it to be this way. Let's just focus on...
Of my family.
On Yeah.
All right, good.
On how I'm going to get through this. And all I say is, anybody out there in the family, if you want to come to me at any point on Saturday to say, brother, I'm with you. Brother, I don't have the guts to say anything, but I think the fact that we're driving to five different houses in 6 hours is ridiculous. Just come to me and I'll give you the secret Scrooge handshake.
All right.
And then we'll be cool.
All right, good luck to you. If that'll make your day, I hope that happens.
And you know, let's see how many members of the family come up and say, hey, can I have the secret Scrooge handshake?
Okay.
Who would be the family that has the most miles to travel?
That would be my family.
But we're making the trip anyway.
If you subtract the trip you would make down to the beach anyway, who's the next family that has the most...
Okay. Listen to Mr. Curmudgeon's choice.
That would be me.
You could make the trip to the beach and do the all day with my family,
yeah.
Or you could stay here at home and do the neighborhood party. You don't want to do any party.
Well... See, now you put me in a bad position with the neighbors.
Well, it's true. If you wanted to stay home, I've already RSVP'd. We couldn't make the neighborhood party because we'll be at the beach, which is true.
I tell you, I've got the solution. You guys go down to the beach, and I'll go to the neighborhood party.
I'm fine with everything.
Rob.
I just wanted to know the rationale of... and would you just please, because I'll wrap this up quickly, just please tell me why we're going to all the different houses.
I did not make the plan, Sugar. You're asking the wrong person. You don't know. I am one of the younger children of the family. I never make the plans.
When will you be old? You're almost 50. When will you be old enough to make decisions?
I've got one brother that's passed away. I've got, two more siblings to go, and then I will be the oldest.
All right, two more, and then we make the calls?
Yes.
Okay, let's cross our fingers.
And when Mike and I go to the neighborhood party, do we have to dress up as you guys?
Yes, you do.
Frida, can I borrow your wig?
Good. I'm glad to hear you'll be me.
All right, baby.
I'll need those Packer socks.
Well, you know me. I'm a trooper. I'll get through it. I'm a pro.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make it happen.
You're a brave man.
You know, my experience with you and holidays and all these things, when we come back from our little break, you probably will come in here and say, you ended up having a pretty darn good time.
Well, maybe we'll see. We'll see, Mike.
Call Grandma. See if she'll be our driver.
I know what. Your mom drives five. Your mom drives.
Now let me give you a piece of advice.
Your mom drives like it's her first horseless carriage.
Now, I know you like to be in control. I know. Of every single facet of your life.
I do not.
But trust me.
Mike.
Trust me on this.
Mike, don't talk right now.
Will you will you please listen to me?
Yeah. What?
Go with the designated driver idea.
Yeah.
Whatever way it shakes out, if you do that, you're going to get through this. If you don't, you're not going to be happy.
No, I think I'll be the DD. That'll be the easiest way. I'll be the DD. The damn dummy designated driver.
I'll be drinking because I don't want to hear if you're not having anything to drink, you're not going to be a joy to be with. And so I know
I'll be a joy.
I'll be my own happy little world.
Is your son required to go to these functions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then let him do that.
Yeah.
Then.
You know, I mean, it's just, why won't anybody address the fact that it's ridiculous to go to six houses in like 5 hours?
It's a dumb deal, my sugar bear. Live in the now.
Did you say it's a dumb deal?
It's a done deal.
Oh,
live
done
in
deal.
The now.
Okay.
Deal with the present tense.
All right, darling, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
I love you. Happy holidays. I'd be nowhere without you. You are my Christmas angel.
Well, I love you, too, and I hope you're happy this Christmas.
Frida, if I don't get a chance to talk to you, Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Mike. Have a nice holiday.
Why wouldn't I be happy this Christmas?
Because you've been.
You could at least let your wife, just in these moments that you have, at least acknowledge my Christmas greeting before you...
I'm sorry.
Please, I was simply giving your wife... We don't have many pleasant exchanges on this show.
Go ahead.
And I know it's 2 days before we leave.
Go ahead.
I was just saying Merry Christmas, and
Mike,
I didn't.
Have a wonderful Christmas, and know that you always will have a stocking hung on our fireplace.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
See, now I'm happy.
Yeah.
Now I feel great.
You know, I'm so inspired by your party, I think I'm going to drink a beer in every room in my house on Saturday. I'll have a beer in the basement and then move on from there.
A progressive six-pack.
And what did you mean when you said maybe I'll be happy this Christmas? I'm always happy
You're
at Christmas.
You're always happy. Oh, God.
At Christmas.
The sad thing is you don't even know how unhappy you are. I mean, you...
That's a good thing.
Here we go.
So that's,
all right.
My job to remind you.
This is good. So I think I'm happy at Christmas. You don't think I'm happy at Christmas.
I don't think you're happy to, right in this moment.
Well, you know, Jesus, last night, I'm not going to get into this, but last night we...
I got to go. Yeah, don't even start a new chapter with me now, Sugar Bear. This has been a fine episode. And let's just say to be continued next time. We got too much life to have one telephone conversation about it.
Okay. You know, just last night, it was World War III at my house.
Yeah.
You know, yelling. Everybody,
and
everybody's slamming doors. Everybody's just leave me alone, leave me alone, leave me alone.
Who was the biggest gun in World War III? Who was the noisiest?
Only after all of the other skirmishing between the other two parties.
It was a skirmish. Yours was the Battle of the Bulge. And now, thanks to whatever, I've got the prince waiting in the next room. He wants to talk with me after this conversation. God knows what I'm going to get lectured about now.
What's the prince upset about?
I have no idea.
Mom, ask him what he's upset about.
I bet he wants a driver. He wants a driver for the party.
Just ask him what he wants to talk about.
Yeah. I don't even want to. I'm going to get ready to go work out. Let me talk to you instead. Hey, are you?
Go work out.
Daddy.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's happening? What are you pissed again now?
No.
What did you need to talk to Mom about?
I don't know. Why'd Mom just run into the other room and slam the door?
Mom just ran in the room and slammed the door?
Yeah, she just went in the other room and slammed the door.
I was just discussing, Barney, what a weird night we had as a family last night.
Well, that was all banged up.
Yes, that was all banged up. So, did you have anything, were you upset by anything in this conversation that you wanted to talk to Mom about?
No.
Really?
No, I'll talk to you about it later.
Oh. You know, hey.
Is that acceptable?
Let me put you on, you know me. Let me put you on hold. We'll have this discussion off the radio.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what can I say? I'm not really sure exactly what I did wrong there. Beyond
fading out just as we played it there. You know?
Beyond
it's just icicles.
Whatever I did.
I'll have a blue.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Anyway.
It'll be okay without you.
I got that coming up. She's probably right. I'll come in after a holiday and I'll tell you how great it was.
Absolutely.
But boy, oh boy. I'll let it go to your part, Mike.
On a green Christmas tree.
This cheers everybody up.
It
does.
It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me, and when those blues.
Hey,
Mom,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I know you don't like this one as much as you like the other one.
I like this one okay.
Yeah.
I don't like the other one. The other one I like real bad.
Okay. Stop it. Rob wants to play a little bit of his favorite Christmas song.
All right.
The hyphen, Webster's Dictionary defines, is a symbol used to divide a compound word or a single word. Afro-American, a Mexican-American, Italian-American, Irish-American, Jewish-American. What he's saying is, I'm a divided American.
Right. You know, I see all the lines are hopping here.
Everybody's in the holiday spirit.
Sure. Let's do a rotating random phone cam a little early in the show. And part of the ha-ha-ha thing there happening.
Yes.
877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, it's 800-636-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone cam lie straight ahead.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest.
Who he?
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
No. Give me a little darling love. I'm right back in it.
Yeah.
I had a big crisis with my kid during the commercials.
Oh, no. It's kind of nonstop for you today.
He said, I think Mom's really mad I slept until 3 o'clock today. She went and slammed the door. And listen, don't worry about it, Prince. I got too much to focus on.
Yeah.
All those houses Saturday.
You got presents to wrap.
Buzz?
Yes.
Two mother-in-laws together on Christmas Eve.
Doesn't get any better than that.
No, I don't. I'm looking forward to that. I really am. Oh, and listen, today, two big ways to win big, only 2 days left before the winter break.
Very exciting.
So it's $1,000 today and $1,000 tomorrow, and it'll just be...
Wow.
A random caller today.
Wow.
Random caller. Maybe during a phone scan, who knows? Tomorrow, Rich Eisen will be on from the NFL Network, which is brought to us by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. And here we go. Your live on-screen calls on the phone scan thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, we're here.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing today?
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you, Don, that I completely agree with you about this whole Christmas traveling thing. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that your wife's dragging you around to find different houses.
Well, thanks. You're doing me a lot of good. Thank you, my friend.
You know, that really won't help Don's cause.
No.
You know that.
I take it that you're in a lot of trouble because of the conversation you just had.
Okay, there you go. Now, that's better. I'd rather hear that.
Uh-huh.
You're in a lot of trouble than just, oh, I feel bad for you. I didn't mention that so you'd feel bad for me.
No.
I just mentioned it.
It's not anything to feel bad for. It's just one big hassle.
You know, I guess I did mention it so you'd feel bad.
But everybody can relate to that. Everybody has to go through something like that at some point.
Maybe on Saturday you'll be one of those people that's really in the Christmas spirit. And you'll be out and you'll be going, oh, la, la, la.
Snow's falling.
La, 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 la.
Hey, it beats working.
And then at one point then you'll just think, la, la, la. Oh, I'm having such a good time. I wonder what one of my favorite DWGAYs is doing right now. That's right. That ass is going to six houses in 5 hours. And that'll make your Christmas just a little better.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm trying not to be a Scrooge about that.
You're visiting a lot of houses just like Santa Claus.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, come
and
on.
Did we mention the possibility here in the Mid-Atlantic of snow?
Schnee. When? Hello, Sunday.
Sunday night.
Hey! Sunday night.
Saturday, Sunday. Hey!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm hoping for a blizzard on Saturday.
Hello?
A blizzard.
Close 95.
Yeah!
Close 50. Sorry, if you were planning on traveling within a 3-hour radius of the Washington, D.C. area...
You are out of luck, my friend.
You are snowed in. Hello? Phone scan.
Cell phone dropped out.
Hello?
We've had about 4 bad cells in a row here. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Don?
Yes.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you guys for years of getting to be the Christmas season. I want to thank you guys for years of entertainment as I struggle around the Washington Beltway.
Our pleasure and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
So thank you, gentlemen.
And peace on earth, goodwill to our men.
Yeah, give me nice once a year.
Absolutely.
Shut up!
Thanks. All right.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how are you anyway?
Phone scan, how are you? How are you being? Hi.
I want to tell you, today's my first day as a free man.
How so?
First day out of prison, and I'm listening to your show, and I miss you guys.
You're really out of prison today?
Well, today's my first day out. I'm from Baltimore. I was in downtown Baltimore.
What were you in for?
Well, to be honest, I'd rather not talk about it. The one thing I did want to say is, when I was in for the 3 years that I was in, the one thing that really got me through it was...
Vaseline.
I had this one Frank Sinatra record, and
he's lying. He's doing the whole bit on Frank Sinatra and the POWs.
I wonder how long it took to dig the tunnel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
Which one?
Hey.
Don and Mike Show. The guy's just got his radio up real loud.
Enjoying the show.
Good show.
Hi, sir, you're next. Yes, you.
Hey, Rob, do we have the pumpkin pie music?
Yes.
Hello.
Is it time to serve?
I think so.
It's a female, not a male.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
I'm off the air?
You're on the air.
You're on the air. You've been on the air for 2 minutes.
What can we do for you?
I was wondering if I could send my husband as a substitute for you on Saturday.
Saturday. That is wonderful.
Nice.
Let me just ask you, is your husband, I must be honest, strikingly handsome?
I would think so. I married him. Yeah, I would think so.
What is your name, my sweet?
My name is Sherry. I've talked to you a couple of times.
Sherry. Yeah. Well, sweet Sherry Wine. He would just have to be. I don't want to flatter myself. Have you seen any of the Brad Pitt films recently?
No, but I do know what he looks like.
Yeah, good. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and you'll see I look just like Brad Pitt. So unless your husband is as scary handsome... Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and you'll see I look just like Brad Pitt. So unless your husband is as scary handsome as me...
Who's skinnier?
My daughter just printed off those website pictures for me yesterday.
Yeah, well, you'll see right away, and you'll see I'm just way too handsome.
Yeah, it's they're almost like twins.
Absolutely. You guys look awesome. You look great.
Thank you.
I don't know who is who, one on the left or the right.
Yes.
Right, and that's the guessing game, isn't it?
That's the guessing
game. Isn't that fun?
And now you get the game. Well, now you know with the one that looks most like...
Brad Pitt
is me, Don. And conversely, the one that looks most like Matt Damon is Mike.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I will definitely. My husband, I'd have to say.
You don't have
John Travolta.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Bye, Sherry.
Hello.
Well said, sir.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. This is the phones again. Hello.
Good day.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
How are you today? Greetings from the Great White North.
Right, hi there.
How are things in Canada?
I just wanted to say, how's Dan Spivak?
I just want to tell you how's Dan Spivak?
Yeah.
How is Dan Spivak?
Doing a little play on the confusion that we had with Senator Albertson yesterday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Okay.
Yeah, how are you?
My question is for Don, and after you eat the bullet on Saturday, will you call back into Mike's show to get him to be a nicer person?
Oh, it's an angel, yes. It's the dead kid.
Hey, you know what? There's some chime time for you, my friend, yes. Once again, quoting Naughty or Nice. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don and Mike, how are you?
Great. I like saying naughty or nice. Like everybody knows, it's that piece of crap Walt Disney thing with George Lopez.
Michael! Michael! Michael!
Hi, Hank.
Oh, what's going on, kid? I got some crazy call from a guy claiming to be your coach who said that you were...
I was dead.
Yeah, what kind of crazy, sick old guy calls on Christmas Eve and says that you're...
I am dead.
That'll be me calling you, Mike.
Michael!
Michael?
Yes, Don?
I really am dead.
Oh, what am I supposed to do now? What should I do?
I'm sorry. I'm gonna slip into it.
Hello.
I don't want to.
Donna, are you still there? Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, my question's for Rob. What's his real beef with Canada?
Rob, what's your real beef with Canada?
It's a lackluster, stupid country that's waiting to attack us when our backs are turned.
What are we going to attack you with? A Boy Scout, the pea shooter, and...
Listen, ass, did you know that 89% of the Canadian population lives within a quarter mile of the border?
Hello there. Hang Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi there.
I'm calling from Canada.
Wow, the Canadians are coming out.
A lot of Canadians today. Sure. What can we do for you?
I just want to wish you guys a happy holidays before you guys go off the air for the holiday season.
Forever.
Forever?
Yes, forever.
Hey, it could happen.
Forever. Because, as you know, we're going to Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah, very excited about it.
Very soon.
Oh, it is Sirius? You decided?
Yes, we've decided. I know that we've mentioned this. We're going to Sirius.
You know, we say this, you know, and you remember, I mean, we say this, and I just have to say, that is a joke.
Why do you have to say that?
Didn't we get calls about, like, 20,000 calls when people were saying, hey, man, don't do that.
And people, it's amazing.
Come on, man.
We're making fun of Howard Stern.
Right.
Today in USA Today, there's a gigantic article on Howard.
And a good picture.
Yes, well, that's his pose. Well, you know, he looks like Clooney, the way that I look like Brad Pitt, the way you look like Matt Damon.
Fair enough.
So, here's how it starts. It's too funny. For anyone who's been talking endlessly on the air about the FCC regulators have forced him from his home 20 years, Howard is very content. America's famous shock jock moved to Sirius in 13 months. Howard has been reading the Bible. With all this talk about how the country is into religion and morality, Stern, 50, figures it was time to read the good book. Of course, he hasn't gotten past Genesis. He has problems with the part about God creating right, night and day. Too obvious. But he doesn't want to be too critical. I'm always afraid to say anything about 50, figures it was time to read the good book. Of course, he hasn't gotten past Genesis. He has problems with the part about God creating right, night and day. Too obvious. But he doesn't want to be too critical. I'm always afraid to say anything about God. What if there is a God?
The softer side.
And then it goes on, besides the Bible, Stern's other passions, like the Bible's a passion for Howard Stern. This is in USA Today.
Yeah, of course.
His other passions include psychotherapy. Right after the Bible, psychotherapy.
Sure.
His three daughters, his girlfriend, and his English bulldog, Bianca Romaine Stamos. Okay. Listen, I think you've heard, it's been well documented in the first 40 minutes of the show, the severe mental problems that I have. However,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, I am a model, a model citizen up here between the ears when it comes to, what is this? Really, what is it? Hold on, it's too funny. It's like, what Howard Stern would have made fun of on his show.
Doesn't sound like him.
Hold on. You'll be glad to know he's happier now that he's been in years.
I'm glad.
Good.
He's in his prime.
Yes.
He goes to therapy four times a week.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
I wanted to be a better parent, closer to my kids. I felt generally unhappy. No matter what I did, I didn't feel like a success. His former wife has remarried. Huh. We genuinely like each other. Uh-huh. Then he says he was in denial about their problems, and it goes on. Oh, and then it says, Beth, a supermodel, and his daughters have a good relationship. He spends time with his kids, but it's got to be difficult for his girlfriend to have his attention taken away. All this divorce is complicated. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he got the Bible.
Yeah, he's got the Bible.
Yes.
And described in USA Today as one of his passions.
Mm-hmm. I'm not making that up.
It's in the paper. It's in the newspaper. We're just reading it. Wow. That's all I have to say.
I mean, you know, listen, there's no doubt. I've said this before. The guy, he's the Tiffany standard of whatever type of radio it is that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole move to Sirius, he's got the company by the short hairs. He's doing a commercial for it every day, and he's getting away with it. More power to him. And I guess that's why he's doing something like this, you know, the full front page in USA Today.
Yeah, apparently they said in the article that he requested that interview.
Wow. But,
very interesting.
But,
I wanted to talk about the Bible.
How's that Bible working out?
And Bible, what was that first thing? What? Oh, radio
Rob?
Game. RG's.
I thought he said Archie.
So did I.
Oh, I thought he was drawing a parallel between you and Bunker.
My intention was not to confuse.
And yet, there it is.
And I would be complimented.
It's amazing how, you know, one little effort like that, sir, can literally put the brakes on a broadcast.
I didn't mean to throw the broadcast off kilter.
Right, thank you. Well, I'm sure I'll read about that in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
One of my passions.
Yes, here's the call in the beginning.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Genesis.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hello. I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, especially Joe, but not Buzz.
All right. Oh, thank you, like Clem. Thank you.
Now go begat something.
I'll tell you the closest I'll get to Genesis. Maybe I'll pull out the box set and listen to something like, this must be some misunderstanding.
That'd be good.
Hello, Cab. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Oh, I sure will. Hi, this is Kathy.
Yes, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
And I just want to say I also have a son that's 19, and he's a sophomore at Catholic University in Washington.
Hey.
What? Yeah.
19.
So that's kind of
Did you hear
the way that she literally stampeded through that great joke?
I did. I don't think she would understand that. That was one of those jokes that if you're not good enough to get it,
right?
Let's move past.
Okay, very good.
Mike, that was hipper than hip. Say it to her now, and I bet this very nice lady doesn't get it. Just say it slowly.
Hey, 19.
I get it. This group.
The group.
A-19.
The group. Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right. The group A-19.
Oh, I'll really give her credit. She was at least in the ball.
Steely Dan.
Hey! Well done. Very good.
Welcome. Winner!
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stop your run-on sentence.
That's all right. I was just going to say that I was hoping I was going to be the winner today because my son's going to California.
I knew this would happen.
Okay. See, I thought she was going to say something that I could maybe relate to about the kids, but she was just thinking she was going to win the money because it'll be a random caller today.
It was the cornerstone of Christmas. It was greed.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
But, honey, please call back. I will give you 2 tickets to Christmas with the Cranks.
And you know what? Since she's got a son at Catholic University, maybe you can get her a Big C sweatshirt.
Hello, Don and Mike. You?
Buddy.
Now, come on.
For Catholic.
I know.
It's a
Hello.
Great faith.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Very well, thanks.
I just wanted to say that I'm a service plumber up here in Baltimore. I drive around and listen to you guys all the time. And I got one for Buzz.
All right.
If a chicken and a half ate an egg and a half in a day and a half, how many days would it take a monkey with a wooden leg to kick all the seeds out of a dill pickle?
I'm not good with math.
Do you have an answer, or is that just one of the Baltimore riddles?
That's just a Baltimore riddle.
Okay.
The answer is 6 hours.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Service plumber.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, that is just a bad sell. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just going to start hanging up on people who don't get the fact they're on the air.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. Hey, did you hear what the weather forecast is going to be in Green Bay this weekend?
What is the weather forecast in Green Bay?
20 below wind chills.
Fantastic. Wow. Are they playing?
I don't know about that, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jim Nance.
I'm a little worried about 20 below wind chills. You know, they shouldn't have a game.
They're going to be playing Jacksonville.
Well, Jacksonville and the fans, it's a very dangerous proposition, guys.
Not responsible.
Do you remember last year we had Jim Nance on before that game in New England? Mm-hmm. One of the playoff games the Patriots playing was cold. And he actually came on the show, Jim Nance from CBS, and said he thought they should call the game off.
You got to cancel the game. They're going to be putting a lot of people in jeopardy.
In hospitals, he said.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was just wondering what Buzz is doing for the holidays.
Buzz, what are you doing for the holidays?
Buzz, what are you doing for the holidays, Buzz?
Well, I'll be hosting my mother-in-law for 7 or 8 days, and then death by hanging.
Hey, Buzz.
Now, will that be your suicide, or will you be killing someone in your family?
Well, let's wait and see.
Hello. Right? Don and Mike, if you could work that out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Hello.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. You got to be a little faster than that.
Buzz's tree only has one big ornament on it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
One long branch.
Don, I have to compliment you. I thought you had a lot of testicular fortitude when you said what you did about the boss's wife, but when I got on the internet on your website and looked at how pretty your wife is and to argue with her like you do, you really do have a lot of guts.
Why, just because my wife is cute? She's pretty?
I wouldn't argue with her.
You try living with her, pal. You know what you're doing? You're looking at a picture on the internet. You go, oh, pretty mommy, pretty mommy.
Watch it, mister. You're going to have dinner in the garage tonight.
I know. Okay. Happy holidays.
Where's daddy having his dinner? Underneath the car.
You're right. My wife is beautiful. I've said that before.
True.
Doesn't mean she doesn't piss me off. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hell, I'm beautiful. I piss her off all the time.
There you go. You are telling, you're preaching to the choir there. It's very tough to be beautiful.
You're telling me?
Yeah.
I'm telling you? Come on.
We tell each other every day.
You know, we are with the Fabio brothers in here.
People don't understand.
And I always say that. You just don't understand. Hello.
How do you do it?
It's not easy being so handsome.
God. Stared at everywhere.
Hello. Hello.
All women want you. All men want to be like you.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What is the problem today?
They're intimidated by your beauty.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Okay, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a question.
What?
You know that? You know that card you play that goes, "Shut up." Is that Robert Carlyle?
Yes, that, it is. Is it Robert Carlyle really, Rob?
But it's Robert Carlyle in character.
Please to reference Robert Carlyle.
Shut up!
Yeah. Well, we're
yeah, there it is.
He played Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Shut up!
Oh, right. All right, there you go.
And Don.
Yeah.
I had another question. I mean, if it's is it going to be less hassle for you to go than it is to put your foot down about that?
Good, fair question. Is it going to be less hassle? No. Oh, it'll be less hassle for me to go than,
right.
than if I made a big deal about
Always.
It. That's why I'm goofing around about it on the radio.
Yeah, it's much less hassle just to go and just deal with it.
Yeah, my wife's the same way, but I one year I just, you know, I had to put my foot down. It's like, I ain't doing it.
Well, you know,
I tried that one.
One year I think I did. My wife actually let me sit at home by myself, and I thought this would be fantastic. It's like 15 years ago, and really, after about an hour, I put on my dumb Christmas clothes and went to the party where everybody was at.
And just remember what Rob Spiewak always says, if you're going to put your foot down, take dead aim.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Aim for the neck, right?
If you must.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, it's your brother-in-law, Doug. This Christmas caravan thing's a bunch of crap.
Okay, listen, well, you can't start doing bits about my brother-in-law.
I don't think that was really him.
No, I know it wasn't.
Hello. I think it was.
Don
and Mike. His voice.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah. Oh, it ends right there, and I'll tell you, we've not given away the money.
Oh,
it's not going to happen during the phone scan.
Two big waves.
To win big, still to come, but you are the last person on the phone scan. What is your name?
Steven.
Steve, what can we do for you?
I got a question. Howard Hughes, a voice modulator on the air. I saw some old...
Did you say Howard Hughes?
Stern. Does Stern use some kind of voice modulator?
Yeah,
I think what you will hear on occasion will be the fact that the bass is turned up a little bit on his microphone compared to everybody else's.
Do you understand
what I'm saying?
I think you read about that in the Bible, though.
Genesis.
One of his passions.
May.
You, my friend, last person on the phone scan, and you've got, this is a good prize for your family and friends, a group lesson. It's a day of skiing. You get lift passes and rentals good at all of Pennsylvania's best.
Nice.
Ski Liberty, Carroll Valley, Ski Round Tap, or Whitetail. So take all your friends, go out for a day, go skiing. It's free from us. Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you. That's finer than a new set of snow tires.
I love that
one. Thank you.
Try to drive to all the resorts in one day.
My friend, we've got to break. Oh, Buzz, you're funny. We'll be back. Oh, really, with someone from the Guinness Book of World Records right after this.
Great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. They whore it like bitches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. Thank you, Dude Walker. You're hearing us on Westwood One, Fresno, California. Every 9-7 with 105.9. The Edge, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Hampton Roads, WBVA. Charleston, South Carolina. And it's a nighttime thing. It's WQSC.
Green-eyed lady.
And Mad City. Madison, Wisconsin. 100X. Okay, before we get to the Guinness World Record, one more thing about this article.
Yes.
Howard. On Howard and USA Today. Today. The headline on the second page is so not Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
Daughters, therapy, charity keeps Stern busy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we can't. Good spin.
Hold on, I'm trying to read about the bar. Right now, he's talking about how he gives money to charity because
mm-hmm.
he cares
right.
about people. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, dude.
How wrong we all were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get up to the third chapter in the Bible soon.
I'm excited about that.
Anyway.
Look forward to hearing that on his show.
I thought that was, that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing makes you want to pay for it.
Absolutely. And Buzz, that's why we're going to satellite radio.
Right.
Because we realize that that's where the future is.
We've got the spacesuits.
And now that Mike has hit me, some people in our audience are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke.
Yes, we are really not going to satellite. Yeah.
Or is it?
Thanks, Rob.
Or is it?
Coincidence?
For some of our listeners, maybe I should say, whore is it?
Right.
For the dumb listeners.
Right.
Here we go now with a lady who is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
This is very cool.
And this is going to be a holiday treat for us. Let's welcome Fran Capo. Did I get the last pronunciation?
No, Capo. Capo like head of the mob.
Capo like the mob. Yeah, well, you said it, we didn't, right?
All right, Cap.
Hey, I can do that. I have a book out called Almost a White Guy. It's recommended by The Sopranos. Not like I'm trying to hide anything. No.
Okay. Now, Fran, you're already talking fast, and you're kind of talking the way you normally do, right?
Exactly. This is pretty much normal talk.
Now, listen to this. Oh, at FranCapo.com. That's her website.
Capo.
Oh, Capo.
No, he said it right. Capo, yeah.
Capo.
Is it Capo?
No, Capo. Wait, I feel like I'm doing a Who's on First routine. It's Capo.
Capo. Yeah, well, Don was right. Copo. I was wrong. Sorry about that.
You will have the link.
As it is so often.
The link will be on, on DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Oh, good.
The thing about Fran is she's in the Guinness Book of World Records. They clocked her at 163 words a minute.
No, 603 words a minute.
What did I say?
You said 103.
I'm sorry, Fran.
103, I'd be like the listeners that don't know whether you're going to satellite or not.
Okay, 603.
Fran, are you always this hyper?
Actually also because I got to get out of here by 5 o'clock.
All right, well, we won't keep you long. Fran can read The Night Before Christmas, in her own inimitable style.
At 603 words per minute?
Well, that's world record speed. But actually, you didn't mention my other record, too, that I have.
What was that?
Well, I don't know if you know that I also, the second world record I have is I just climbed Kilimanjaro with my son, and I did the first book signing ever at the top of Kilimanjaro with my latest book called Adrenaline Adventures. And so Ripley's is putting that in their book next year. Sure. I mean, you see me sitting in a chair. It's minus 15 degrees, 45-mile-an-hour winds, and there's a line of people over there that I'm autographing the book to.
Have you ever had
these My God, you're an amazing woman.
Do you ever is this natural? Do you have like 8 lattes, or is this just the way you are, Fran?
No, can you imagine if I drank coffee? I think my head would explode.
Now, what do you weigh, about like 80 pounds and stuff like that?
I wish. I wish with as fast as I am. I mean, I do work out a lot, but I mean, not 80 pounds, I'll tell you that much.
But I mean, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, that requires a tremendous amount of physical strength and stamina.
Yeah, and especially because we did the route up there that the guy from Corbett Bishop Safaris led us up there, which is the IMAX, the guy that did the IMAX people
right.
up there.
Right.
You go through 5 zones. It's five different zones you go through. And yeah, it was intense. 5 days up and 1 day to come down because of the altitude.
Did you climb fast?
No, you can't. That you can't do. That I'm not going to fool around with. I don't want to die up on the top of the mountain.
I
did a 100-mile bike.
My ears are bleeding.
I rode 100 miles in 1 day to train for this.
Like freedom on speed.
My
but
God.
But it was cool because we did get sponsorship like Snickers and Author House. My publisher said, you know what, if you're climbing that mountain, we're gonna help you get up there.
What kind of books do you write?
How many husbands have you been through?
I've written 10 books.
10 books.
How about?
Three of them happened in New York, happened in Pennsylvania, happened in New Jersey. Pennsylvania book's coming out next year. Almost a Wise Guy is a comic crime novel based on the life of my dad. He had one brother that was a highly decorated police officer and the other one that was, in the mob. And that one's actually being looked at to made into a movie. Then there's Adrenaline Adventures, which was the one for the top of the Kilimanjaro, which is 50 different adventures. Everything I've done from bungee cord jumping, scuba diving with sharks, flying combat aircraft, walking on hot coals, and then...
she's not even trying to do it now.
Right.
And then Hopeville, the City of Light, my holiday story.
Wow, you get more plugs in every 5 seconds.
Are you married, Fran?
I'm divorced twice. What a surprise, but I'm engaged.
Okay, now, you sound like a lovely woman. Here's the thing. If I'm married to you and that voice is coming at me that fast, all the time.
No, not all the time.
Night all
the
time?
A radio show.
Okay. All right. So you're bringing your public game, right? That's what you're doing
well,
right
now?
Well,
I mean, I do talk fast. I'm not going to say that I talk slow. I mean, I'm from New York. Of course I talk fast.
Right.
But it's not like this all the time. But here's the thing for you to think about. What do guys complain about the most in life? That women, when they get into a fight, they bring up everything from the past. I can do it, but it'll be over in a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
Now, are you like this out of the chute first thing in the morning? You're talking this fast?
Yeah. Well, it depends. If somebody's calling me, and then they could do one of these. You know, sometimes the radio guys call you, and they go, hey, blah, blah, blah. And they go, you're not talking too fast. I'm like, geez, guys, I just woke up. It's not like,
Fran, I do believe this is kind of the real you we're getting here right now.
Well, yeah, you're getting the real me. I mean, I joke around like this, but I mean, I talk fast, but this is not world record speed.
Right.
And I am a certified hypnotherapist. Can you imagine me going like this? Relax, relax, relax.
No. No.
I mean, obviously, then you have to slow it down. Use your other voice.
Let me tell you something. You're fantastic. How did this come naturally to you?
Talking?
Yeah.
Well, I used to work at a radio station, WBLS-FM, doing the weather and traffic as this character. Well, I was writing stand-up comedy.
Right.
Kidding around one day, I say to the guy that I could do a cool Mae West impression, call the character Junice, he hands me a weather and traffic copy, throws it at me, I start to do it, a lady from the Daily News hears it, says, how long have you been doing weather and traffic? I'm not going to tell her 30 seconds. I said, I've been doing it a while. She says, I want to do a story on you, what are you planning doing next? Kidding around, I say, breaking a world record. She says, for what? I didn't have a for what, ran out, bought the book, looked at the book, I went, for fast talking. Didn't know what the record was at the time. 552 words a minute. She printed in paper. Next day, Larry King Live. People call me. Ask to go in the show and break the record. I figured, what's the worst that happens? I look like a fool on national TV. That's what happens. I break a world record. Went on the record. Went on the show. Did 585 words a minute. Then rebroke it at the Guinness Museum in Vegas, doing the 603.32 words a minute, 10 words a second.
I am loving this guest.
Incredible.
I bet, boy, I tell you, talk about somebody that delivers the goods.
Long story short,
my God.
FranCapo.com. FranCapo.com.
FranCapo. Either way, Capo. It's spelled the same way, whatever way you pronounce it.
FranCapo.
Capo. Think of a cap with a little O at the end. Capo, yeah.
All right, FranCapo.com. Would you please do the night before Christmas for us?
It would be my pleasure.
And try to approximate. Obviously, you probably can't do world record, but, you know, give us the best you got.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, we are. Here she is, Fran.
Because the night before Christmas, all through the house, not a creature was staring, not even a mouse, and sat in the with a chimney can. Hope St. Nicholas soon would be there. Children on death, slugging their bed, but Vicky's sugar plums dancing there. A mom and a kerchief, I am in a cabin, settled there for a moment with dessert. When I am the long, we rose, such a cloud, I sprang to the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, it's blue like a flash, open the shutters, and drove the sick. The moon and the breath of the new full soul gave us to the midday objects below. What the one do you guys appear? A minute to sleep, a tiny reindeer. A little drive to 11, and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nicholas. More rapidly, the horses again, and he was so shattered, called by me, and I dashed in a present, a big day comedy, keeping a diamond, push it, the top of the porch, the top of the wall, not dash way, dash way, dash way, all. That's enough.
Shut up!
30 seconds.
That's good.
Wow.
I had our 29.4 seconds.
Wow. That is incredible.
Absolutely understandable.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's absolutely understandable.
And that's the key. I remember a million years ago, there was a TV commercial on with
the guy. FedEx guy.
The FedEx guy.
That's the guy's record I beat, actually. Yep. And, you know, the funny thing is what you said about the understandable. That, I mean, everybody always goes, my wife could talk fast, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's a technical record that they actually have a machine called the Lexicon Compressor that you guys know in radio. You know, that slows it down, but doesn't sort of like a tape recorder does. Sure. Then they have an Olympic timer timing to the hundredth of a second.
Wow.
And then they send it to a speech analyst to make sure that every single syllable is.
Have you done any TV commercials?
I've done 26 tape television commercials.
26, yes. Good. And all with the fast-talking theme?
No, because I'm a stand-up comic. Some of them are not, but mainly that's obviously what I get hired for. Even when I do my motivational speaking, they'll have me do like an imposter thing at the beginning where I pretend I'm coming in from another company, and then I get nervous speaking up front, and then I break into the fast talking, and then they go, this is really Fran Capo, and she's going to do, you know, dare to do it, her lecture, dare to do it, and then I do my lecture.
Is your stand-up act, does that involve the fast talking? Because that would slay me if you had, like, comedy material. It could even be bad material if you delivered it that quick. It would be great.
That's true. Okay. It doesn't matter if you get the jokes. I'm just going to do them anyway. I start out in the beginning, you know, joke doing a demonstration, because once they announce fast talking, if I don't talk fast right away, everybody's going, she doesn't talk so fast.
Right.
So I do it up front, and then I do it at the end.
I want to tell you, this lady, she's going into our Rolodex today.
Oh, absolutely.
You are good, you.
You're good, you. You are good, you.
What we'd like to do, perhaps, is get another piece of literature that a lot of people know.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll think about it, have you on again the next time you got something you want to plug, and have you read something now. Now, what about this when you write, when this new book, Hopeful...
Which one, Hopeful, the City of Light, okay, or the Adrenaline Adventures?
Okay.
Hopeful, you, the City of Light.
Would right. you ever go to a bookstore? Sometimes they have people do readings. I went to a bookstore once. Garrison Keillor, that big load was there. He was reading his book, and it was just painful to listen to because it was like, The Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, no.
Would you ever go to a bookstore and
yeah.
sign and read your books, but speed read part of your books?
Well, that's funny that you say that, because, I mean, you know, joking around. I mean, look, I'm a stand-up, so I love to kid around with people.
Mm-hmm.
When I do my book signings, I never just do a book signing, because, you know, quite honestly, unless, you know, like super famous, people are just going, who the hell is that person sitting over there?
Right.
So, basically, I always do like a one-hour talk. I'll bring pictures of me signing, you know, at the top of Kilimanjaro and tell the stories of, I mean, I've had a lot of crazy things. I've walked on hot coals and bungee cord jumping, screwed up, you know, all this stuff. So, but as a joke, I mean, I always do it at the end, but I've done a lot of pranks on people where, for example, obviously this is pre-9/11. I was sitting next to some woman on a plane, and she was like, oh, you know, you talk pretty fast. And, you know, I don't come out right away and go, yeah, hold the world record, you know. So I said, well, yeah, I do talk fast. And then I told her, and she goes, do you want to play a joke on the passenger? She goes, I know the pilot. I was like, sure. So they had me do the connecting flight.
Could you, just off the top of your head, just give us, like, 30 seconds?
It was like
seconds.
This. It was kind of like, ladies and gentlemen, if you take out your boarding pass, we're going to do the connecting flights now. 71's going to 853, 53's going to 42, 43, you know.
And you know, you are promoting your book. It's Hopeful, the City of Light. 30 seconds, can you tell us what's the book about?
Aha, 30 seconds.
Yeah,
okay,
here's the challenge for you.
Four people transform a small town where the angel of light helps them with an unusual way. And it's about basically a story of love, life, hope, and following your dreams.
Incredible.
Oh, she got that very quickly. Fran, you're incredible. Now, last thing I want to ask you. Do you get anything for being in the Guinness Book of World Records?
You get plaques. That's it. Well, you get kind of like, if it's a cool record, like obviously I get hired for commercials and then for different TV shows. Like I've done some movies that have actually won at the Sundance Film Festival a couple of years ago, and they have me do parts. Like I'm in another movie that's coming out where I play a fast-talking real estate agent and things like that. Funny thing is, like, I do a lot of other characters, but, you know, whatever. That's my hook, I guess. And people go, you don't know, but you're just fast-talking. So whatever. So
you are delightful. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Fran Capo.
Capo.
Capo. Dope.
Capo.
She is the world's fastest talking woman.
Yes.
FranCapo.
Right.
.com. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have you on again. Have a great holiday.
I would love to. And if you give me your email, then I can let you guys know what I'm up to.
Very good, Fran. We'd love to.
Beth will give you that. Beth Ann will give you that. Hold on a second, please.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right. Hold on.
Do you know, the best could be ahead of her. That guy whose record she broke, John Machito, he's now the announcer for Hollywood Squares.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
So she has that to look forward to.
Yeah, someday.
Huh?
Only you would know that.
He announces it. But, you see, I've told you about that. I get mad because he says goodnight, and it airs daytime around
here. Okay, you have told that to me. You have.
Charming woman, but can you imagine a long car trip with her?
Can you imagine 5 minutes with her?
Yeah.
Can you imagine any trip not seeming long with her?
Well, she's been married twice.
There you go.
We know how obnoxious people are that have been married twice.
Hi, everybody. We have to break. We'll be... Thank you, Fran. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
Yeah. And it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak to
each other. Your mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Fun show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what to say except it's Christmas and we're all in misery.
Right.
They will touch you in the place called the heart.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll grab your heart.
Yeah. We'll rip it out of your chest.
And we'll take a look at it
while it's still beating.
And I think that I see telephones just ringing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, thanks.
I just wanted to let you guys know, I listened to Jim Rome today, and he said he's going to be off next week, the later in the year, like the 29th,
right.
And guess who's going to host the show for him?
Howard Stern reading the Bible.
Nope. George Lopez.
Really?
That's right.
Well, that's very exciting.
Thank you.
As the bleacher bum.
Thank you.
I figured you might want to see how he does. You
right.
Know?
Okay.
Fine actor.
See ya.
Glued to our radio.
Bye-bye. Thank
that's
you.
A timely call.
Was gonna, well, yeah, just wait a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
He almost won today's two big really? Ways to win big.
Like you were thinking about it, right?
I was. But now Billy's on the phone.
Hey, mm-hmm. Billy.
No?
No.
Oh, did she pick it up?
She did.
She's rapid fire, like, rapid fast like that, isn't she? Beth Ann on the telephone.
Quick.
Here he is now, everybody, from Access Hollywood. That's tonight in D.C. on NBC4 at 7:30. All of our other cities, it's on your NBC stations, probably. Check your local listings. Here is Billy Bush from Access Hollywood. Billy!
John!
Billy Bush!
I am, what a beautiful night in New York. Oh.
Hi, you're in New York City.
Is it as cold there as it is in D.C.?
It's actually nice. It is cold, but I'm out on a little terrace patio, looking out and watching the traffic go up.
Now, Billy, I know that's Billy Access Hollywood mentioned that. I know we're going to talk about Whitney, but let's talk about The Apprentice first, because you're there for The Apprentice tonight, right?
Access. Yeah.
And here's what I want to know. Because Beth Ann has got this deal going with NBC that they're not doing any radio interviews tomorrow at all.
Mm-hmm.
However, they did say you can have either the winner or the loser for The Apprentice because we've had these people on all year.
Right.
I said to Beth Ann, I don't want to talk to the winner.
No.
I don't want to talk to the person, the guy or the girl that came, you know, that close and didn't win.
Right.
Billy?
Yeah.
Who do you think will be the loser tonight on The Apprentice?
I think the loser is going to be Kelly.
Hmm. And why?
Because, well, first of all, I'm never right. But second of all, I think Kelly is not as appealing. He's not as warm. He's a little cutthroat and a little arrogant, almost, in a way. And I think that I think Jen has got some. Her credentials are just as solid, but she's. She's just a little bit more likable person.
You know, this is a live broadcast.
Turned everyone off.
This is 3 hours of a live broadcast tonight, and I would just be curious. I think there's potential.
Not all 3 hours are going to be live. I mean, they've got to finish that. You know how the events went. So a bunch will be on tape, and then they'll get to the live.
All right. So a lot of it will be live, and we have Regis Philbin to look forward to, right?
We have Regis to look forward to. We interviewed Regis and Trump. I was with Regis and Trump all morning and all day today, and they'll be on tonight.
Did you do the interview in a steam room?
I did it. We were in a sauna. Me and Regis and Donald. His day was a mess in there.
You mentioned we talked about the network politics in this thing. Have you heard of any fallout from Regis from ABC because he's breaking ranks to go to NBC to do this big show?
I don't think ABC should have a problem with that. No, I think that NBC should have a problem with that. If anyone, I mean, here's NBC. It's no secret NBC's primetime is not as strong as it used to be, and ABC's has launched into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now even on specials. You got an ABC guy hosting on NBC.
Yeah, all right. I guess it's a sign of weakness of NBC. I didn't want to say it. Don't you work for NBC?
I do work for NBC, but I don't necessarily agree with that call.
I saw the all of the contestants on The Apprentice on the Today Show this morning, and it was really like a bunch of wild dogs competing for a piece of meat with Katie Couric there, and they're pretty wound up about this. And Trump seems like he's got it all under control.
Well, did you see the tension between Katie and Donald there?
Mm-hmm.
At one point, when Katie says to Donald, she goes, "Well, first she does that Ivana girl. She's like, you lift up your skirt and you're flashing. It's not doing much for women, I don't think. And Donald, you're promoting it."
Yeah, it was a very tense moment.
And then Trump turns around and he goes, and he says, "Katie, your skirts are very short.
Yes.
Why are they that length?
Did he really? Yeah. Did you see that this morning?
No, I didn't see that.
Good
for him.
And he pointed out, and he said, well, it's, and Katie looked at him and said, it's the style. And it was a very tense exchange between those two.
It was as soon as he walked out of there, I put my mic right in his face and I said, Donald, little tense there with you and Katie Couric. What do you think about that?
What did he say? We'll see it on your show tonight, but what did he say?
I didn't think it was tense. I said, it was definitely tense. And she squared off with you a little bit there. What do you think? And he was like, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the short skirts. I mean, look at the legs that he starts going off. Trump never holds back.
All right, now, let me ask you a question. Because you're Access Hollywood, even though you're involved in this Apprentice thing, but you hype up everything, you're equal opportunity. Tonight, will The Apprentice killing its time slot, or will people watch maybe the beginning of The Apprentice and then watch CSI and Without a Trace? Which show will win? Which show will win tonight, Billy?
I think it's a very tough call. I think my prediction is that CSI will get the edge.
Really?
I would agree.
I think that the ratings will be solid, though. I mean, it's definitely going to be a good show, and there's going to be a lot. If you like The Apprentice the first season, especially, you're going to like this one, too, because they're bringing back a lot of the venom, and they're airing a lot of the dirty laundry, and they're definitely spicing it up.
Okay, and the other thing is Whitney Houston. She was, tell us about her latest car wreck.
Well, she rammed the back of a bus. And she was driving her Porsche, and she hit the back of a bus.
Oh, dear.
I played it lightly on the show, and tonight I say that's just a woman hitting a bus with a Porsche is a woman in a hurry.
That's a nice way to handle it, Billy.
Will you be showing a flattering photo of Whitney? Or you know, Billy, what Frieda showed me the other day is one of those, I think it was The Star.
The tabloid, yeah.
And it was celebrities without their makeup. And there was a picture of Whitney Houston, and I swear to God.
She looked a little tired?
She looked like a 60-year-old crack whore. She looked like Aunt Esther from Sanford and
Son. Now, that's something you'll never hear Billy say on Access Hollywood.
No. I will not say that.
But how flattering will the picture be tonight when you mention this item on your TV show? Will it be a
recent photo?
Yeah.
It's very recent. Actually, she was in Atlanta, and she was at a birthday party for Puff Daddy threw a surprise birthday party for his girlfriend, Kim Porter, and Whitney and Bobby were there, and we have all the photos from inside that party, and she's loving on Bobby, she's kissing Bobby, Bobby's up singing, lots of love between, and then, of course, at the end of the piece, we show her getting into the car.
Oh no!
And we're good, but we're not that good. We weren't when she made collision with the bus.
Someday.
All right.
We're working on that.
Billy, have a great time at The Apprentice tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Correct,
gentlemen. Yes.
All right, Billy Bush, the great Billy Bush.
Thank you.
See you tonight on Access Hollywood. Goodbye, Double B. Double B L W, Billy Bush, lottery winner.
Very cool.
Right. He's good. I wonder if he's right about who's going to lose tonight.
What do you think? I mean, you're a TV guru. Do you think CSI is going to knock him off?
Oh, I meant who's going to win on The Apprentice.
I'm more curious about the ratings because I would have not even thought that it'd be a competition.
Is it a new CSI tonight, Buzz?
I'll check. I don't remember.
I think it's a repeat at 8, but if it's a new CSI at 9 o'clock. Oh,
you know,
dude, I'm there. I love CSI.
I apologize for missing that because really it was an amazing exchange between Donald Trump and Katie Couric today. Because Katie Couric they were talking about the Asian lady that we had on that dropped her pants and they're talking about sex sells. Well, you sell sex. He said, well, there's sex in the boardroom, Katie. Donald Trump says, and you sell sex. Look at those legs. And I'm like, whoa. And Katie's eyes.
Look at those horse legs.
Katie's eyes got a little narrow and looked at him and said, well, that's the style. It was fun.
I wish I would have seen it.
And Trump is just sitting there, old Trump. Ooh.
Wish I had a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Said that with the same inflection. I wish I would have seen it. You know, and since we've mentioned that a random caller today will win the $1,000 on the two big ways to win big, suddenly people are all just calling with pedestrian questions.
Thinking that they might be the lucky one?
Yeah. No, it's going to happen when you least expect it.
That's right. When you least expect it.
Right.
You're elected. You're a star today.
Yeah, so let's just let some of these people down easy. Here's Matt. Matt.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Now, are you calling to try to get this $1,000?
No, actually, I was just calling randomly because I heard that guy say that George Lopez is hosting Jim Rome next week.
Yes.
And I wanted to say Rich Eisen is hosting it one of the days, too. I thought that.
Well, you know what would be really great? Why don't we just get the whole freaking schedule for this guy's radio show and just give it out on our show?
We don't give a rat's butt who does that.
I mean, George Lopez, funny. The other one, not so. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to find the answer here.
Isn't the reason Rome was leaving his show is so he can come in and host Best of Don and Mike?
That's exactly right.
We're going to find the answer in the Bible. Oh, that's right. I haven't gotten past Genesis yet.
It's an Exodus. The answer is an Exodus.
Who begat who?
Begat who?
Daughters, therapy, charity.
Mm-hmm.
Dog.
Keep stirring busy. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
long time listener, first time caller.
You know, shut up. All kidding aside about this thing with Howard, he's got to do whatever Spinny has to do for his new gig.
Sure.
This part about him reading the Bible every day and becoming a passion is a little jive. But this charity thing, you know, that's the prime directive you don't break. I mean, if you want to do stuff for charity, and I read that he does, the way you do it and the way Mike and I do it is you just do it, but you don't bring attention to yourself because then...
Right. That's the way we've always done it.
Then you're Jack Diamond.
And now we're talking about it, so now we're not doing it. Now we're breaking our own prime directive, so we can't talk about it.
But we've not talked
about Cash 22.
But we've not talked about anything that we do.
That's right. And I don't want to keep talking about it because it might slip out what we do, and so I don't want that to happen.
But we don't do anything.
That's right, Doug.
Hello. Hello.
We do nothing.
Greg.
Isn't that great?
Hello, yeah. Greg.
Hey, how are you?
I just want to say this. Yeah, we do stuff. But let me just also say this. You've got to be really knocking on death's door to get something from Mike.
Oh, now we're going to get the cards. Now the letters.
I mean, and we need...
Jesus.
And we require documentation.
That's right.
Letter from the doctor, pictures and everything.
Sure. And mine stopped completely when I started paying alimony.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi there.
Hey, last random caller just inspired me to call randomly as well. I've been thinking about it for a week. I just want to say congratulations on an awesome year. This is not a prank call. You guys have really... I've listened 15 years. I mean, you're getting Shatner on there. You got a surprise guest coming on, and I'm just happy for you. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I just want to tell our listening audience, and I'd like to be a privy to this. If you like Shatner, you're going to love our Christmas miracle.
See, this is why you shouldn't know, because you're overselling. You're overselling.
I like that.
You really are. Fine. Mike, people are going to be let down tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me, author of The Christmas Miracle. Yeah. Don, I really hated that I oversold it.
Okay, but when I
said... I'm so sorry that I oversold
when I said,
The Christmas Miracle.
But when I said Christmas Miracle...
Right.
I don't want to split hairs here.
Right.
But did I follow up by saying, if you liked William Shatner, that was nothing. Because William Shatner was a great guest.
Yes, yes. But William Shatner would not be a Christmas miracle.
Well, if we had him on tomorrow, it would be a Christmas miracle.
Whatever.
Stay classy, San Diego.
What does that mean?
That's a clue about tomorrow's...
Oh, okay. Yes, I understand. Yes, yes. See, let me explain. I want to explain to our listeners.
Oh, no.
Never get inside the boys' club, because sometimes it gets... If you get inside the boys' club, they hate it more than anything else.
Here's the thing.
So
Mike,
I will just try to be in the dark
Mike
for the rest of my life.
That everything is a conspiracy to keep stuff from him. That's what he
thinks. No, that's not
true. Yes, that is what you think.
If I thought that was a... First of all, you let me know what you keep from me, and you have forever. So that's not a conspiracy. It would be a conspiracy if I thought you were keeping stuff from me. But that I didn't know about.
I get the best reactions from you on the show. We all do.
I understand. Listen, I know who it's going to be. I know all about it. Let it go, man. Let it go. Free yourself of it.
I can't.
Please.
I can't.
But try to accept the fact.
Because you know.
I know.
It kills me.
And it's so... And you know what? I wish I didn't know. Do you know why I wish I didn't know?
So do I, Manchurian candidate. I wish.
It's cool. No, I'm not going to say
You're gonna
that.
Say it's crap. Christmas.
It is.
It's crap.
It is.
He wasn't going to say Christmas. He was going to say crap.
That's right. With no, you know, absolutely. I think I still consider it miraculous, though.
Yeah, even though it's crap.
Even though it is.
Even though it's crap. Yes. Listen, I'm telling you, it's a... now I'm going to insult the
But
miracle.
See, what you like to say, even in any out of context, you like to say... You like to say, you know, this is why I wish you didn't know. No, the reason you wish I didn't know is you just wish I didn't know. Don't use it when I make a comment like I made. Don't say, that's why I shouldn't know. Don't justify it. Just say it's the way you want it. And be honest about it, and that's the way it'll make me happy. If you simply say, that's the way you want it, I can live with that.
What?
Don't waste my time justifying it all the time by saying, that's why you shouldn't know, because it makes me feel like a moron.
It's fine, you know.
No, it isn't.
It's fine, you know.
No,
it's fine. See, you're already disappointed about it tomorrow because you know who it is.
No. Oh, what I'm making an effort not to do here is ruin things by even if I exchange in this debate with you, I'm going to say something that's going to...
You can't.
You'll accuse me of ruining it.
I will not, because tomorrow's our last show before holiday, and we never leave on a bad note on the show before a holiday.
I understand.
So there's no way.
Usually the day before. But I mean, the thing is, you know, it's what it is That's the way. It's the way you like it. It's what I have. What I take issue with is when you don't. I know you want to keep me in the dark. I've lived my life.
I don't want to keep
on
you
this
in the
show.
Dark.
I like the horses you see in the old movies that have those two little things on, and I just come in and do my thing. But the fact is, I stand by the Shatner comment. The Shatner comment was just a little fun that I was having.
Okay, maybe you're right.
I think I might be right.
Let me preface this by saying,
I hope you understand.
You are kept in the dark, not because it's a boys' club.
I'm disconnected because of what?
Because you're the only guy that doesn't know. Otherwise, mm-hmm. it's not funny. If we have something and everybody comes in and everybody knows what's going to happen,
I know.
Then it's phony laughter that doesn't matter.
I understand.
So they get real laughter out of you.
How about this? And occasionally when something happens, like for example, when I stumble across a paper on somebody's desk,
yeah.
and I go, oh! When that happens,
and that's exactly what you did.
My reaction.
That's exactly what you did.
Most of the time, Buzz doesn't know. Most of
I
the
don't
time,
know. No.
Does Buzz not know?
No, Buzz. Listen, Buzz knows nothing. Compared to Buzz. You're in the CIA.
I've always taken solace in the fact that's you know, that's a nice place to be in. Buzz doesn't care as much as I do. Buzz lives his own life over there. But the fact is, you know, I'm just getting very, very upset about all this. This is why I shouldn't know. I shouldn't know because you don't want me to know.
No.
And you don't me to know.
No, you shouldn't know because it's better for the show. The stuff that you need to know, the stuff that you really always need to know. Mm-hmm. Don't I always tell you that?
Yes.
Like
yes.
the real stuff?
Well, the real stuff. And some of the real stuff, even he doesn't know. Sometimes.
Oh, yeah, listen.
Absolutely.
Make no mistakes. Best friend?
Yeah.
Tons of stuff I keep from you.
Of course.
Tons of stuff. You happy now?
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah?
You want to know?
Sure.
Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm not going to tell Buzz.
Whatever you do, don't tell him.
That's right. Okay. But we're not overselling it by having this discussion. We're not overselling it even.
No, it's not. It's not ruined now.
It's not. It's not going to be bad.
It's not. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
At the card machine.
Pretty good. Christmas miracle tomorrow. I'll be in the first break. Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't bother listening.
Now, who's this director at? You think I don't know the way your brains work? And I see your friend over there who's got his head in his hands.
You know,
hard machine's working, Don. You can say pumpkin pie now.
I know it all, boys.
No, you don't.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
You can call it all a big conspiracy theory.
We all conspire against you. That's what
I'm always thinking over here.
We have a big meeting every day. We say, now listen, whatever we do on the show, we got to make sure Mike doesn't find out if I get Rob, when I get the opportunity to play the pumpkin pie song.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, have it ready, boys.
That's right. It's a conspiracy. I wish I'd go to therapy 4 days a week. I might after the first of the year.
Mike, I think...
After I do my charity work.
Yeah. I think that any problems we're having, and we're goofing around here, mm-hmm. but if there are any underlying problems, I'm sure they can all be answered in Genesis.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the very, very beginning.
The first part of Genesis.
But suffice to say, after this discussion...
Yes.
You will hear no words regarding the Christmas miracle... will come out of my mouth from now. Henceforth, no words. Zip. I'm done.
Okay.
So don't worry about me getting in the way. I will sit here quietly.
You never get in the way.
Well, no, on this particular subject.
It's your show, too.
Don't worry about the fact that I know. Because I'm going to sit here, and right now, I'm going to pretend like I never heard.
Oh! Wow. All right, listen.
Yes.
How do I make this right with you?
What?
During the
I'm fine.
No, listen, it's Christmas. During the commercial?
Yeah.
Do you want to know a bunch of secrets?
No.
You sure?
No. I don't want to know any secrets.
Really?
I really don't.
Really?
I don't. I really don't know. I don't, you know, look, the most important secrets are the ones we tell each other.
But I know.
Doesn't that sound gay?
That sounds so baggage.
Precious and few.
Are the moments we too
that's right, can share.
Share.
It's fascinating.
That song is by Climax, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, bad kid.
No, I would say after my little purge, I usually have to do that once before we do a... before we do a break. So I would say at this point in time, I'm absolutely perfect, so there's no need to even discuss it any further. My precious love. Oh, my God, I'm getting an aneurysm.
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 Well, I'll be able to make everything right tonight when I go home and I'm with my dog. Bianca Romaine Stamos.
Yeah.
And we read the Bible together.
Take the dog for a walk. No problem at all.
Okay. And incidentally,
mm-hmm.
we might as well say, that's the mystery guest tomorrow. The Christmas miracle is Howard Stern's dog.
Oh, that's great.
Bianca Romaine Stamos.
Couldn't be more thrilled.
And the dog speaks. The dog, we had the fast-talking lady. The dog will be reading the Bible,
mm-hmm.
just the part that Howard's read,
right.
Genesis, tomorrow on the show.
I'm relieved that it's out in the open.
Now it's Christmas.
Okay.
Now I feel better.
So everything's out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything's out.
Mm-hmm.
My sweet.
No.
You started.
I know I did. Rob wrote it.
I know that you read it.
You
read it.
Cooties.
Darling.
Ah!
Okay, a quick break.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Mike, you'll like the next segment.
Why is that?
You know why?
Why?
Because it stars Mike O'Mara.
I've been waiting all week.
I know. We'll be right back. Now listen. What's that doing in there? Did I tell you to put that in there?
You put it in there.
I put it in there?
Yeah.
That was random.
Well.
Nobody told me about that. I was completely in the dark.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
You want some radio thrills?
Absolutely.
Make it happen right here. Go ahead.
Oops.
Sorry.
All right.
Go ahead. Make it happen.
Press the button.
There you go.
All right, we'll be right back.
Oh, hell. Oh, really? You want me to? Really? Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Mike here.
Yes, I just want to tell Don how he gets into the Christmas spirit.
Hold on a second, sir. Before you go on, you don't have to say anything. You know why?
Why is that?
I've got some big news. Me, Mike, I've got some big news for you.
Okay.
You know what that is?
No.
You're our random caller.
Come on.
That's right, Don. Tell him what he's won. All right. It's $1,000.
Come on.
It's $1,000.
He's telling you the truth,
it's
sir.
It's $1,000.
You guys are the best.
No, I'm not the best. Mike's the best.
Okay, Mike's the best.
Oh, come on.
You're both the best. You
get one chance to do this, and this is the react. Just a little enthusiasm, please.
Yoo-hoo!
That's the second day in a row.
I don't want to say this. I would have got a better winner.
Yeah, I know.
No, I couldn't have done it. This guy's a piece of spaghetti.
Listen to this guy.
Listen, you do win $1,000 because you're the random caller.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. What's your name?
My name's Bob.
And Bob, where are you from?
Canada.
Bob?
Yeah.
Enjoy the, what's the exchange? Oh, now everybody's frowning.
I'm $1,000 Canadian. It's only like 80 bucks.
Everybody's frowning now.
Well, it's because really, I'm coming around on Canada. I really am.
Thank you.
I was Canada's last holdout.
You know what you should do? You should use the $1,000 to buy a Bible.
My friend. You. Oh.
Oh, what is that?
You know what that is?
What?
That, see what you've done to me now?
I'm upset.
See what you made me do?
Look at my. See what you made me do?
I know. I'll get the Pepsid.
Acid stomach.
Acid stomach.
That's Uncle Ben pounding on the inside of my stomach saying, look what Mike has done to you.
Oh, reflux is terrible.
How is your ulcer? My poor boy. Go eat those pills. Go eat them right now during the break. Fast, before we come back. $1,000 for you, and thanks a pantload, really, for listening.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're right, Mike. He sucks.
Yeah, he did.
He was an awful winner. But he gets the money nonetheless.
Yeah, and something really special's coming up. I couldn't be more thrilled.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're getting it all out today, aren't you?
I am. This is always the day. It's always the day before we break.
You are. We'll be back with, as I mentioned, Mike.
Stop it.
Spotlight on the comedy stylings of Mike.
Please.
America's most talented mimic and noted restaurateur.
That's right.
Oh, you go
hey,
on and
look
on.
Look around, cafe.
Very good. All right, that's another year in the dark for me.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports? Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Paul, if you're still listening, call back. Okay? You can tell me all about your blues, and I can tell you all about mine.
Yeah. 605 pages.
Can I roll the next guy?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Bob Barker, could I have a glass of tequila, please?
Okay, here we go with a station break. Out of good old Reno. Biggest little city in the world, the Buzz, KBZZ. Portland, Maine, 970 WZAN. Palm Springs, California. WGAM, and much love to Sacramento on Sports 1140 KHTK.
All right.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm wonderful.
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
You know, all the lines are ringing. We've already given away the money.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha. Just want to mention that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was wanting to let Don and Mike know that if they love George Lopez so much doing the sports radio show, they'll get a chance to hear him do it for real.
Okay.
Really?
Would everybody out there take, I was going to say take a chill pill. Would everybody out there take a cyanide?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cyanide pill?
Take a cyanide pill.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Nice.
Take a cyanide pill and don't call us again.
That's our Christmas wish.
Thank you. It's time now on JFK with cash for you and me. Because you people live to make us want to hit you. You live to make us want to hit you.
Hey!
When the truth is, we don't care what show the guy's going to be on. He's on this show.
No, did you hear I'm going to be doing a radio show?
From naughty or nice.
Hey, you are Don Geronimo.
It's George Lopez.
Hey, how are you? And it's Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank and everyone.
Hey, George.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you? I'm glad to be here. I just come in from Los Angeles.
You know,
it's great to be here. You know, everybody's talking about me doing these different shows.
Yeah.
But I should point out the fact is I'm actually on television doing the George Lopez show.
Now this,
I don't know why everybody makes such a, you know, a great big deal about all the other stuff that I do.
And this is
this is my first love, is television.
This is the theme to your TV show, right, Laurent?
Don Geronimo, it is great to be here with you. How are things going?
I loved you.
Thank you.
I loved you with the Wonderful World of Disney.
Oh, that was
Naughty or Nice.
I played the Bleacher Mom.
Yeah.
I'd like to say thank you to Mr. Eisner for giving me that opportunity. I thought it was fantastic that he wanted me to come along and be on his network. And I'm a big fan of Disney and everything they have to do. I'm here in Fairfax to visit my brothers who work at the fire department. Jose and Jose B.
Oh, no.
How are you? That's some of the stuff you can see on the George Lopez show.
Ah.
A fantastic program, if I do say so myself. Hey, look at me. I'm Mexican.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. Why did the Mexican spy bug the elements in the enemy's toilets?
Why?
So he could monitor every movement. Thanks, I'm here all week.
You're a stand-up comedian, right?
What's that?
You're a stand-up comedian?
That's how I got my start. Right? I got my start as a stand-up comedian, and then it moved into, you know, sitcom, which is a great opportunity for any comedian who wants to be, doing the things that they do.
Right.
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to be on stand-up. I'm happy to have the opportunity to be on my own television show, the George Lopez Show.
You know, the show, as far as I can tell, it doesn't get any ratings. I don't know why it's still on TV.
Bueno, I'd like to endorse the American Broadcasting Company, who have given me a great opportunity, along with Mr. Eisner at Buena Vista, who has delighted me with the opportunity to play the Bleacher Bum and stretch, what I'd like to say is stretch my chops as an actor.
Now, I heard a rumor.
And please, rumors, I don't believe in rumors.
Tell me if it's true.
I don't believe in movie magazines. I don't read them. They are all junk.
I heard that the only way you got the role.
Buzz Burbank, how are you?
Hey, good, George.
I heard that the only way you got the role playing the shock jock on Naughty and Nice.
The Bleacher Bum. Yeah.
You had to go to Michael Eisner's house and do some yard work.
Now, that's the kind of stuff that you would. Hey, you're a good writer. I'd like to have you write for my show. Is there a chance you could come on and write for my show? I'd bring you aboard. I'd say pay you top dollar. That's funny stuff. You're a good guy, Don Geronimo.
Did you,
next year, I will play Helen Keller.
Wow.
And how will you do that?
Wow.
There you go.
I'd do that anyway.
I don't think she was, Hispanic. She wasn't Hispanic. Helen Keller wasn't.
I'm not sure what she was. How could she? She couldn't tell anybody. Thank you. Rob Spiewak, a great American. Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
So you,
give me a break. I say that. Count the number of times you hear that on my show.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
count the number of times you hear that on my show.
Give me a break. What crazy world this is.
What's it like being Eisner's number one bitch?
It's fantastic. He's a good guy. If I could take this opportunity to tell you, to say to everybody at Buena Vista and Disney, thanks so much for the opportunities, Mr. Eisner. You're a good man. And I would say, seriously, walk into his office and he said, this is the job for you. I'd like you to stretch your chops as a dramatic actor. I said, Mijo, what an incredible opportunity this is. It doesn't leave enough time to watch soccer, though.
Yeah. Well, don't you get that one?
Yes. Of course I do. You talking to me?
No, I...
Mijo!
Listen.
Yeah, Don Geronimo.
Here you are.
I was listening to you earlier when you were having trouble with your family.
Yeah.
You should sit down and put pen to paper and make that some kind of a thing that you could do with your wife on a sitcom, because those are funny scenarios, like your son sleeping and also her with the families going to the five houses,
yeah.
And then you could get drunk, and then at the end you could just say they accidentally left you at one of your neighbor's houses, and you could say, give me a break, amigo.
Here's a clip of you with Michael Eisner.
Oh, very good.
Hello, Michael Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family programs and movies are the cornerstone of entertainment.
He is a great man.
World.
Now, wait till you come on here.
Joining us now is the star of tonight's special holiday movie and his own hit series here on ABC, George Lopez. Hi, George.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for inviting me. You know, Disney and I go way back.
Now, let's...
But that is the truth. Disney and I do go way back, way back a long time when I was actually working for Mr. Eisner.
Now, what did you do at that time?
I provided him with all of his produce. You get it? Yes. You need some more oranges, Mr. Eisner? There we go. The George Lopez show is better than my first show, the Tijuana Donkey Show. Have you got that one?
Have you ever...
You've heard of that, right? Where people come across the border and they actually enjoy the shows with donkeys.
I was in Mexico last year on vacation.
Congratulations. I'm glad you made it back.
Wanted to find a donkey sex show to go to.
That's great. I hope you're, really... the thing is... Can I be serious for a moment?
George Lopez, sure.
These shows that you do are very much too mean.
Really?
And the spirit of the show that I did with the George Lopez starring in the Naughty or Nice...
When you were the bleacher bum?
Everybody should be nicer. Now, would you like some illegal fireworks? Come on now, you'd like that, I'm sure you would. But it's great to be here and it's great there. And I hope you don't hate me for doing that show, Naughty or Nice, because I heard you talking about it.
Listen,
I heard you saying it was very phony, that could never happen.
Huh.
And of course, it is a little unbelievable to actually get the ratings in 3 days.
Yeah.
Mijo! Wow, this is incredible. They've gone down. I've lost half my audience in 3 days. What am I going to do, Don Geronimo?
You are...
Thank you for the opportunity to come by and do this show. I slipped for a second there. If I slip, I get a thicker accent.
Can I?
That's very dangerous for me.
I have something that I want to ask you. It's of a private type of...
Personal question? See, go ahead.
Okay, I thought something else was going on there.
My performance was as uneven as my complexion with my pock marks. Very, very dangerous.
That's what I thought was going on. I'm sorry about that.
Thanks so much.
I wanted to know, downstairs.
Yes.
On the QT.
What are you talking about downstairs?
In the garage.
In the garage?
Did you clean my car?
Oh, yes. It's all taken care of. I appreciate that. Your humor is fantastic. We will have you right for George Lopez.
I am not kidding.
But you are whispering, but it's going out to millions of people. Be careful, or in just a few hours, you could lose half your listening audience. Wouldn't that be amazing? But then you'd get them all back when the dead kid with cancer comes to you in your dreams. Sadly, you are missing two hubcaps. There, we're all doing all the stereotypical humor that people are craving from the George Lopez show. Viva la Eisner.
George?
Arriba.
I have bad news for you.
What is that?
Immigration's here.
Oh, no. I better run. Oh, you guys are crazy. Give me a break. Okay.
Can I speak on behalf of all Mexican-Americans?
Sure.
German-Americans?
Okay, right. Cut that out. You're going to have to play Rob Spielberg's favorite song.
The hyphen.
Aren't we all really Americans add it right up?
On behalf of all Americans.
Yes.
Can I say?
Yes.
I don't care if you're Mexican.
Right.
I don't care if you're Martian.
About time.
You suck. And your show sucks. And you're there because you're a token. You happen to be a Hispanic guy who had a modicum of success doing stand-up, and now you're just watered down, and you're the guy that ABC throws on TV, and they say, okay, you know what? You want a Mexican guy? Here he is.
Okay, you want to talk turkey now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to really talk turkey?
Let's do it.
Because I'm really going to bring something up. I think I'm the best that's come along in quite some time. And who would you rather have? I'm going to give you a choice, me or Paul Rodriguez.
Oh.
You know what?
All right.
You know, we're the only ones left. That's the way it works right now. The only thing you have left is Speedy Gonzalez, that stupid cartoon show.
Yeah.
And that road wouldn't work for anybody. And I am second in popularity to him. You've hurt me. You cut me to the quick. I'm doing the very best I can to feed my family. And here you are, sitting on your throne in the radio throne, putting me down and saying I suck.
Didn't you just buy a brand new Adobe in Beverly Hills?
I love it. It's beautiful. Come over. You'll enjoy it, okay? Freddie Prinze has passed, regretfully.
Yes.
Someone has to carry the mantle.
Oh, what about Freddie Prinze Jr.?
He is actually not qualified.
Why?
Because he does not like the realm of comedy as much as I do. I do the more Freddie Prinze type of humor.
Right.
And I only wish that Jack Albertson, who played the man, was still alive. He would be better than some of the lousy character actors and actresses I have on my show.
You know, I've...
Would you like to come on my show? I understand that you have broken up relationships with Leah Remini.
I have. I've never had the pleasure of seeing your show.
Would you like to be an extra in my show?
Could you tell us what your show is like?
Well, first of all, I've got some swag, as they call it. Your partner calls it that, right?
Yes, Mike. Yeah. Mike calls that stuff swag.
What a moron he is. I have brought you both nice ABC sombreros.
There, yes, nice.
That's right. We will play every stereotype known to mankind. Oh, give me a break. And incidentally, when you say that, I have to give you the specific way to say it.
Right.
What you want to do is you want to actually put your hands on top of your head like that and go, give me a break, and make your eyes nice and wide. That's the way it's supposed to be done. You got it, Mio?
Do you ever break a piñata?
You know, that's a great idea. That's why I want to bring you out there. Would you like to come out to Los Angeles?
I've got an idea for a show.
Los Angeles?
The first part of the show?
See.
You're one of those guys that's standing in the street of Los Angeles, any street corner.
Yes.
Selling bags of oranges.
Yes.
And why is it you always see Spanish guys, Mexican guys, on the street corner with just bags of produce?
I also auditioned for the role of Bumblebee Man on The Simpsons. My career is thriving. I will tell you something right now.
Fruits and vegetables.
I will pay you for the ticket if you would like to come out.
That is so nice.
This is the mellow me. This is the part I had to read when I was supposed to be the bum.
Right.
Okay, sir. If you want to call in, you want to talk about anything you want, sing me your blues, I would really appreciate it. I got the blues, too. And I'll try to be nice. We will have fiesta and drink surveys. And if I could take this time, this one little time out, to thank Michael Eisner for the great opportunity that he's giving me. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Buzz. And a Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad to everyone.
Can we hear another clip from your Shock Jock TV show?
Oh, well, I played the Bleacher Bomb. I love this. This is going to... I've been told by Eisner this is going to go down as an incredible Christmas classic. Oh, this is the intro to my show.
Oh.
My fictitious show on the ABC network. On the wonderful world of Disney.
Oh, I got it, because you play Low Rider all the time. Okay. And that really is the theme to your show?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a great thing. We're all bouncing on trampolines, and you get to see me with a crazy look on my face.
You're
come
kidding.
Up right under the camera.
You're kidding.
Well, my head's large.
So you're
they took advantage of that.
But you're bouncing on trampolines like a Low Rider bouncing up and down?
As each cast member comes up into the frame...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They put their names underneath and freeze it so you can identify each of the cast members. And me, all you get is like my forehead at first, and then you see the whole face. And then, of course, starring George Lopez, because, of course, it's the George Lopez show.
Go.
Gosh, you know, I'm hungry. I would kill for a beef gordita. That'd be great.
4 miles slap back.
Too late, my friend. Corporate sent word today. First of the year?
Yeah.
We're switching over to easy listening. And we're all out of jobs.
Well, so we still got time to change their minds.
We do. Mom, there's nothing I'd like better than to see you back where you belong. You know that.
So what's the problem?
The problem is I needed you to be the nasty guy I brought up here from Fort Wayne. Guy tore the hitman's heart out to be number one.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, Kevin, I'm that guy, all right? So call corporate and tell them to hold their horses, all right? We can do this.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Boy, are you a great actor.
Call corporate right now and tell them to hold their horses. I am so excited to be on the radio. This is a real show, you know, one of your shock shows, right?
Yeah.
This is where you say things to shock and offend.
Yeah, that's right, bum.
For Christmas, I gave Mr. Eisner a tequila worm or two.
Or maybe three. Yes. And a case of Corona. He is a good man. But can I talk seriously for a second?
Yeah.
Because I know you like the mellow George.
The real George Lopez.
In this time when everybody's thinking about Christmas and all those other good things.
Feliz Navidad. Right.
It's time for everybody to think about others. And try to behave themselves as best they can. This is George Lopez. I'd like to say to each and every one of you, please, be nice to everybody. Try not to be picking fights and getting in all sorts of terrible skirmishes. And love thyself and thy brothers. I'm trying to talk Bible. Maybe I should consult Howard Stern on that.
Yeah, he reads the Bible every day now.
Did you see GL when I was George Jetson?
GL?
The George Lopez show.
That's what we call on the set. Hey, I'm GL. Well, you know, when you're a big Hollywood star, you have to take some liberties.
Right.
If people don't identify me as GL, then they're out to lunch. I will throw them out on the street.
GL.
Yeah. But I've got a new motto that I'm actually going to push.
What is the motto?
No cockfighting in 2005.
That's
There's
good.
Another good joke for you. I thought you'd like it.
That's good.
No, but can I get serious for a second, Dom?
Can I show you? Have you ever, with GL,
hey, that's way out of line.
Yeah.
You know, this is not what I'm preaching to you.
Okay, Chewy, I'm sorry.
What I'm trying to preach to you right now is to say, let's all join hands and try to be as nice to each other as we can.
Let me see your
hands. It's a special time.
Let me see how much dirt's under your finger.
Hey, now knock that off. Okay, that's it. Now we've got... Those are fighting words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
That's a bit you can use on the George Lopez show.
Yeah, that's for sure. I have them all. I'm written down as part of my stand-up and everything else that I do.
Hey, would you do that one great line again? That what's the thing where you touch your head?
Give me a break! I enjoy that. That's fantastic. And I'd like to take this opportunity, if I could, to say thank you to my cast. A great group of people who have worked very hard to make my show such a success.
Mm-hmm.
Come for a ride in my tricked-out 68 Impala with neon under it. You'll have a good time. That'll be the new George Lopez show coming up. Should be lots of fun.
Well, Bleacher Bum.
Yes, sorry. Hey, call me back. Tell me about your blues. I would like to hear all about everyone's blues. Would you share your blues with me? Bueno.
George, it's me, Michael, the dead kid.
Yes. Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were living. Give me a break. Oh, man. Get out of my dreams, kid. For Christmas, I will buy you a gold tooth.
We are. We're going to play the game now. We have a challenger. We need we need two challengers this week.
I enjoy games.
We need 7-7-3-6-5-36-36. That's the number if you want to play Lopez or Jeff R.D.
Yeah. Give me a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're no ding dong dilly dia, senor.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
We're no ding dong dilly dia, senor.
Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad.
We're back with GL.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Georgie Lopez.
Can I just say thanks for letting me come on your show?
Of course you can.
You're a good amigo. I love it. I love doing this comedy. Comedy's my life.
Yeah.
But seriously, try to be nicer. I'm not as naughty.
Oh, hold on. I wanted to play this tape as well.
Of course.
From Naughty and Nice.
Hey, Doc, let me ask you something. Is it possible a guy like me, you know, a radio guy, but, you know, not me, of course, you know, could say a bunch of nice stuff, you know, put out positive vibes? I mean, that couldn't save someone's life, could it? You could tell me I'm crazy at any time and I'll just shut up.
Hank, I don't think you're crazy at all.
You're a great actor, George.
Hey, Mark. Thank you.
Hank's posed a rather interesting question. Can individual A, public persona, affect the health of individual B by the simple utterance of nice words?
Listen to you here.
Anything I left out?
I think that about covers it.
You know, Darwin himself wrestled with these kinds of questions. Mm-hmm. His later work on...
How did you make it through this script?
You're killing me.
Why?
Why are you playing it? I know how bad it is.
Nice. Actually, I find nice to be a rather...
I really admit it sucks. It's a terrible TV show.
Oh, hold on.
I admit it. I know it was terrible.
Will somebody give you some tequila or something?
No.
Give you a truth serum?
No, I have two words for you. Career booster.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. It's a career booster for me. To look good in the eyes of Eisner. Don't you understand?
That's your man, right?
And I'd like to thank Senor Hughes gave me a nice shirt for Christmas. Gracias.
That's nice.
Thanks so much.
Did he personally give it to you?
Not a chance, amigo. we're having some fun now, aren't we?
Let's play What Budget Jeopardy, Laura. George.
This is What Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio as a salesman from Silver, Delaware. This guy's name is Steve Burkett.
Here
sorry.
Hey, Steve. Hello, my friend.
Hello. Hi, George.
Hey, how are you, Steve?
Good.
And now entering the studio is another guy. He's a job counselor from Reno, Nevada. Let's say hi to Chris Scott.
And here he is. Oh, let me
They're both brand new players.
Hello, Chris.
LQ, GL, what's up?
There you go. Hi.
And now entering the studio is the host, the numero uno guy, who everybody's going to listen to for the game, because if you screw with him, you're going to be in big trouble. I don't mind telling you. Steve and Chris, don't screw
with LQ.
And please, make welcome Jose Geronimo.
Hey, listen, George, when you go back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Will you stop at south of the border for me?
Hey, I'm not driving, amigo. You're crazy.
Pedro says.
You're loco in La Cabeza. You really are. Give me a break.
Here are your categories, fellas. They are this week on The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, then I'll leave Miguel.
Peter the Meter Reader.
Ah, Pedro Meter Reader.
Which came first?
Each came uno.
Wedding stuff.
Yeah, I don't have a word for that one.
And this weekend, starting quarterbacks.
Hey, quarterbacky.
And Chris, we will start with you.
Football.
I'll take this week on Don Mike.
All right, guests we've had this week on the show. Former Buffalo Bills head coach.
Who is Marv Levy?
Hi, this is Buff.
Hey, what happened? There sounds like there's some CB interference.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Jesus. You're giving my oversized head an 8.
You know, the whole board just kind of fried there for a second.
Oh, wow.
Is there a problem? Hold on, I got to find out if it's a problem on one or both of these phone lines.
Hey, are you there?
All right, the machine works.
Are you there?
See, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's go to Steve?
Yes.
All right, Steve, Chris was the guy with the first question.
Yeah, he got it. Sorry about that.
Was that in the form of a question?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Somebody better tell Ron this thing is sparking.
To blow it any time.
There are sparks coming out of this control board.
Old sparky, like the electric chair. No? All right, Chris. You're in control.
Cool. This week on Donald Mike for two.
He's the singing senator from North Carolina.
I can't remember his name.
Oh, that sucks.
Hey, Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Who is the guy from North Carolina?
No, his name is Charlie Albertson.
Yes, a state senator from the Carolinas. He's a good man. He is. I hope he doesn't have the blues. All right, and Chris, you're in control.
This week on Don Mike's 3.
You know, it'd be someday.
Tell me all about your blues.
Someday we'll be able to take this show and talk about the things that you'd like to, like self-help.
Yeah.
Gardening.
Mm-hmm. All the things I enjoy, right? Very much. I'm feeling kind of mellow when it's the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Do you understand me, Don?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, amigo.
Okay.
Okay, Chris, how about selecting again for us?
For 3, here we go. On the show this week, lovely TV gal from Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that girl. It's that girl. I like her so bad.
Hey, Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Katie Couric?
Oh, no. Lisa Joyner. Lisa Marie Joyner.
Join me, yes.
My sister loves the shop. Give me a break. Chris, you're in control.
How about the starting QBs for one?
Here we go. This weekend, starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Oh, and how great is it? 3 games Saturday. All the games Sunday. Sunday night. Monday night. Oh, Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Starting this weekend for your San Diego Chargers.
Who is Drew Brees?
Right.
$1 for Chris. Way to go. You're doing well. Say it again, please.
QBs for 2.
Starting this weekend for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who is Brian Greasy?
Right again.
$2 for you, Chris.
Well,
nice going. Yeah. You're doing all right, eh?
For three. Starting this weekend for your Chicago Bears.
Who is Jeff George?
Oh, negative.
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Gotcha. Chad Hutchinson.
That's obscure. Chris, you're in control.
Let's go with wedding stuff, please.
After the game, I will take a siesta.
Okay, wedding.
Break.
Wedding stuff. This country has the highest divorce rate in the world behind the United States. We're number one in divorces, but behind the United States, this country has the highest divorce rate in the world.
Who is Great Britain?
Negative.
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Who is Canada?
Oh, come on, fellas, it's Russia.
Russia. Wow. That's hard to believe.
Give me a break.
I can't believe it's Russia.
Yeah.
Man, it's so cold up there, I would think they'd stay close together. I'd like to divorce my troublesome daughter on my show. She gives me fits. Man, it's tough. It's tough raising teenagers.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, you're in control.
Wedding stuff for two, please.
This is the traditional first anniversary gift.
What is
paper? Steve, it's your chance to steal.
What is paper?
Right.
$2. You will be going to the final episode of Low Budget Jeopardy. Now, select again, Steve.
Wedding for three.
This country has the lowest divorce rate in the world.
What is Canada?
No. Chris, your chance to steal.
What is Mexico?
Negative. Uh-oh. Italy. Mm-hmm. Go to Italy, stay married forever.
Oh, man. Okay, that means, Steve, you're in control.
What is, for Peter?
Peter the meter reader. Peter the meter reader.
For one.
Okay, Peter the meter reader.
Very good.
He is Santa's. He is Santa's sidekick in the Netherlands. Oh, don't say that now.
Chris, it is your chance to steal.
Who is Black Peter?
That's right. Black Peter, talked about him yesterday on the show.
$1 for you, Chris. That's good going. You're in control.
Pete for two, please.
Aha! Spider-Man's real identity.
Who is Peter Parker?
There you go. Look at that. Like, the guy thinks he's all smart because he got the Spider-Man question.
That's a great movie. Did you get a chance to see it? That Tobey Maguire?
No.
Man, he was just so tiny, and then he got all bulked up.
Yeah.
Oh, mijo. Give me a break. What did he do? He must have spent hours in the gym. All right. Select again, Chris.
Peter for three, please.
Peter the meter reader for three. Jeffrey Rush recently starred in an HBO movie about this funny man's life.
Steve, it's your chance to steal.
Same answer.
Peter Sellers.
Peter Sellers. Wasn't he the Pink Panther?
He was.
Oh, that cracked me up. That's a fine movie. I enjoy that. My mother-in-law on TGLS gives me fits. She refries my beans, if you know what I mean. Give me a break. Okay, Chris, you're in control.
Which came first?
That's all we have left now, guys. Which came first? Chronologically speaking, in the order of things which came first? The invention of Pop-Tarts or the Atlanta Falcons?
Who are the Atlanta Falcons?
No. Hey, Steve, it's your chance to steal. Pretty easy, huh?
What is Pop-Tart?
Yeah, Pop-Tarts came out before the Atlanta Falcons were a team.
Pop-Tarts. You're making me so hungry talking about Pop-Tarts.
I see you.
I could eat 150 Pop-Tarts.
Well, I bet you do. And don't you eat all your meals at 7-Eleven?
I sure do. Man, I love it. You can get Pop-Tarts there.
I know.
Did you know you can get Pop-Tarts there?
You know that.
My boss on TGLS gives me fibs. She really busts my pinata. Give me a break.
TGLS is the George Lopez Show.
Oh, yeah. You finally figured it out.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I'm so glad you did, John Don Geronimo. Thanks for figuring out that TGLS means the George Lopez Show.
Okay, bum.
Hey, the bleacher bum.
Right. Yeah, but if you want to call and talk about your blues, please feel free.
Okay, for two, here we go. Which came first, boys? Or boy, who's in control here, George?
Chris has $7, Steve has $3, and Steve is now in control of the board.
All right, Steve, which came first, the toothbrush or the hairbrush?
What is the toothbrush?
Negative.
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is the hairbrush?
Right. Yeah. How about that?
What was the dollar value, too?
That was dos.
$2. Dos dollars for you, Chris. And this is the last question on the board, right?
There was some joke. We had some groaner. And anyway, the tagline was Ardos Didos.
Ardos Didos.
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good. You try to work the Hispanic thing in.
Yeah.
That's great. Just remember, ABC, always be comedy. That's the way I look at it. All right, now, Chris. Hey, listen. You're leading, but if you don't win, you might have the blues.
Yeah.
So select and ready to rock. Here's the last question.
Which came first for three?
Which came first? MTV or cellular telephones?
What is MTV?
Oh, mijo! Give me a break, Steve. Your chance to steal.
What is cellular telephone?
Yeah.
I mean, that's for you.
Not so everybody had them, but they were out there before MTV. And George,
that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
That's it now. Who's got what?
Chris finishes with $9, and Steve has $6. Congratulations to them both. I know they're trying real hard. I really know they're working hard.
Can you do us a favor?
What's that?
There's a chicken running around in the backyard. Do you think you can go back?
Now, that's the kind of crap that's going to get me to get in your kitchen pretty soon. And believe me, you don't want that.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Here's your category, guys, on the final low-budget Jeopardy. Here we go. Your category is solid gold.
Solid gold.
In all-time album sales, the Beatles, number one in U.S. history. They have 41 gold albums. Stones are number two. They have 38 gold albums. This band is number three in all-time American sales with 25 gold albums. That is a tough one, fellas.
Oh,
I don't think you can Google this.
It's very difficult.
Beatles, number one.
Wow.
Stones, number two.
Man, that's great.
This group, number three. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the George Lopez Christmas Paper Mache Ornament Collection with famous Hispanics. That's right. Each and every one of you will receive these delightful Christmas ornaments of Jose Feliciano, Ricardo Montalban, Sheila E., Tito Puente, and the entire band Santana. And you love decorating your tree with my collection of Menudo lights and my special Los Lobos tinsel. And a fabulous Jimmy Smith centerpiece. I'll even throw in a tiny Jennifer Lopez angel. Give me a break. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy.
All right, here we go. Son of gold. Beatles, number one with 41 gold albums. Stones, number two with 38. This band's number three with 25 all-time gold albums. We want to go to who first here, George?
You want to go to Steve. He's unfortunately, he's got the blues. He's coming up second right now.
Steve in Delaware, what's your answer?
I'm going to really have the blues here. I drew a blank. Who is the Jacksons?
Jackson 5, negative. Negative.
Steve, I'm really sorry.
Chris.
Looks like I'll be calling Jill over the holiday season. I had no idea.
No.
Ooh.
Oh.
Tough one. Man, what a bummer that is, huh?
Well, you're good at talking them down, aren't you?
Yeah, I can talk. If you want to call me back and talk about your blues, I'd be happy to take your call.
Guys, it's the type of game that Alan Line won, bless his soul, would have loved.
Yeah, he'd enjoy that.
We're giving away no money today. Oh, the answer, incidentally,
yes,
Aerosmith.
Wow.
Aerosmith.
It wasn't Santana?
Third place with 25. Let me see. Fourth place is Alabama.
You mean Alabama, the country act?
Yeah.
Give me a break!
And then it's, in following order, Kiss, Chicago.
I don't think so.
Rush.
Really?
The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. I like them.
And AC/DC.
Yeah, you know, even Los Amigos hang out by the beach. You know what I mean, Don? Not Geronimo.
I know. And you wear the white beater, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm glad you picked up on that.
And all the gold chains and all the... It is time to say adios.
Adios.
To these guys. Chris, Steve, don't go mad. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is George Lopez. Tell you what you want. George.
All right, boys. This might chase away your blues.
Yeah.
This is something maybe I could use. It's $500 in laser loot. from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal. 202-333-4445 or georgetownlaser.com. Georgetown Laser, making the world a better place. How about this? One hair at a time. I need a hair net. There you go. I hope you enjoyed being on the game, and thanks for playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Steve.
Thank God.
Have a great weekend. And did you ever think that Georgetown might have been named after you?
That's awesome. I'd like to get into the cab and drive down there right now. Hey, how about this?
What?
Why not after the show, you and Rabe and Buzz, we all go down to the Georgetown and hang out together? Would you like that?
Well, I no.
Thank you. All right, right back at you. Give me a break.
You know why?
Why is that?
I'll tell you why.
Tell me the truth.
Bum?
Yeah.
I've got some problems.
You do? Do you have some blues?
I've got some blues. I've got some blues.
Listen.
Yeah.
If you want to come out with me.
Yeah.
And I hang out.
Yeah.
And just tell me your blues. I'd be there to listen. Okay?
Okay.
And can I say thanks again, Mr. Eisner.
Mr. Eisner.
For this wonderful opportunity for just a kid from L.A.
Yeah.
It's really terrific. And Feliz Navidad to everyone that's listening to you right now. Where's my chihuahua? Thanks, Buzz.
And George?
Yes.
One last thing I wanted to mention to you.
See?
I'm dead.
Oh, no. Did you die of cancer? Did you have the cancer?
No. It's just like the kid on the show. I'm dead.
I don't know which is worse, cancer or a heart attack.
The only reason you came on this show today was that you got guilted into it. And I'm dead, just like that kid on Naughty or Nice.
Right. Well, I better go back and be as nice as I possibly. Leprosy is also bad.
Yes.
A major disease. We could list them all day long. Wow. I hate gout. Toes blue.
In a world where only
no one wants their toes blue.
Forbidden. One man
one
found
man.
A way
yeah, to bring
good news to his people.
Buzzito Burbank.
He made it up.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, what is your lead story tonight on the news and comments show, Buzz?
Season's greetings from Osama bin Laden. Just click play on the website.
Ay, 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 type 2 diabetes.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. George, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Malone Incorporated and is distributed by That King World. Good luck with your madres-in-law.
Thank you.
I hope you two have a good Christmas. Feliz Navidad, and now I've got to get out of here. Hey, I hope my head fits through the door.
I hope the stupid sound effect.
There's that phony door. Goodbye. Hey, look, I'm still here.
At least you've admitted it's a phony door, and you're here after the phony door played.
I'm just going to totally ignore it now. I'm never going to pay attention to it no more. Oh. How you guys been?
Not too good.
I tell you, that Hollywood grind
is
kicking my ass.
I'm a little down myself. I got the blues.
Well, let me tell you something, Don.
What's that, George?
If you want to go out later,
yeah,
talk about your blues. I'll be here to listen. And thank you. I mean, gracias.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They mean no disrespect to Orientals.
Right.
Don and Mike.
For everything official about our show, we finally have an official website, donandmikewebsite.com. Daily audio downloads, daily logs, pictures, fantasy football, everything there. Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz is brought to you by Smoke Break. Hey, smokers.
This is good smoke.
Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Osama bin Laden, you remember him, guy who attacked the Pentagon, World Trade Center?
Oh, yeah.
Still out there at his mountain retreat in Afghanistan?
Yeah.
Well, with the Iraq thing getting all the pub, bin Laden slipped into a kind of Kim Cattrall level of celebrity, so he's out with a new tape. It showed up on an Islamic website and drones on for over an hour. In the spirit of the holidays, though, bin Laden calls for peace in the world and thanks the guys who attacked the U.S. consulate this week. Quoting bin Laden, God bless our brothers who stormed the American consulate. Those who were killed of our brothers, we ask God to accept them as martyrs of our increased security since 9/11. Bin Laden said on the tape, quote, people are fed up, security will not stop them.
Do you think that it's been 3 years since 9/11,
yeah.
And I don't want to be like Fox with that whole thing, are we really safe?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that again today, are we safe traveling? Do you guys think it's right? He had nothing new to say in this tape. There was no new threat in this tape.
Right.
Okay, the tape is out there.
You always talk about his code, whether he might be using the tape to send coded messages to the followers.
I'm not even thinking that. I'm just thinking just for general morale of the U.S. people.
Right.
I don't not want to be told, but why can't we be told like this? And I'm talking specifically about news on TV.
Give an example.
You know, hi, I'm Matt Lauer. Hey, that ass has got another tape out. It's more of the same rhetoric. If it was important, we'd
right.
let you know.
Right.
And
I agree. Why make it widespread?
You know, here's what's happening with how Walmart is controlling the country.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, move right into the next
story.
You mean
like make him just like a second-tier celebrity?
Yeah, because what you're giving him, it's almost like the morons that call this show and want to argue with us mm-hmm. and want to stay on the line for 20 minutes. A lot of times we give them that because we're doing entertainment.
Right.
This is not entertainment. This is something you turn on the
TV. So in other words, don't make him news.
Yeah. You turn on this TV, you see the guy's face, they go, oh, he's got another tape out. He's on the web again. It's like, oh, come on.
But I still think that there is that desire on the part of everybody in this country to get him and to make sure we get the guy. And if he's making another tape, the only relevance I ever listen to is how recent is it? Is he, right. you know, are they real?
It
you
is.
Know, and God damn it. I mean, well, come then, on, get the guy.
Then can't we compromise and do it? Because what you're saying is kind of what I'm saying. Announce it. But don't set it up like today on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. When you say, what's coming up?
Yeah, and where they show it, I agree.
Osama bin Laden has another tape. Is there a reason to be worried? We'll look at it. But first, here's Al Roker with the world's biggest pumpkin.
I see your point. Right. You're saying that it's just BS hype.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what it is.
Now, if they've got a tape where this guy says, if not, you know, I mean,
something specific.
Yeah, says something of substance,
right?
You know, as ridiculous as that is, sure, let us know.
Yeah.
But if the guy's got a tape out,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean,
I'm with you. I don't care about the rhetoric either. I think it's just important that we know that he's still out there, and in this case, that he's taunting us, basically.
I mean, Chris Farley has tapes out there. I mean,
right.
he's dead, of
but
course.
He's not taunting us.
I see those ads all the time, and I wonder how Adam Sandler and Will Ferrell feel about when they're splotched into that ad, which obviously they had to agree to, where they go, it's the best of the deceased, Chris Farley, plus, still alive, Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler.
They happen to still be alive.
Yeah, right.
Special appearance by Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. military is not only facing increasing resistance from enemy soldiers, it's facing increasing resistance from its own soldiers. The Christian Science Monitor says U.S. deserters from the Iraq War now number in the thousands.
That magazine kicks ass.
Reserve officers, newspaper actually. The reserve officers are quitting.
You call it a newspaper and I call it a magazine buzz.
Some soldiers are suing the Army over extending their enlistments. Others are refusing orders to go on dangerous missions.
Made great crossword puzzles, incidentally.
Made more dangerous by a lack of proper equipment. Oh, and the comics. In short, more soldiers are standing up and saying no, and the military's not used to that. And the ones who aren't saying no are grumbling, morale is low, tension is high, a growing number of soldiers feel they've been hoodwinked as to why they're in Iraq, according to the article.
I thought it was about Christian Slater. First time I signed up for the subscription.
That's Christian Slayer. You must have been disappointed.
The Christian Science Monitor, I thought, well, okay, it's what he's got to think about science.
Exactly.
His opinions on science.
It makes sense.
You know, Bunsen burners and stuff.
Right.
Christian Slater.
Experts say there have not been an unusual number of fraggings in the war so far, but they say the more this feels like Vietnam, the more likely that becomes. So you're on your way home from Christmas dinner at somebody's house in the country, and you don't quite remember the way back. But thankfully, you have your GPS navigation device. Hey, what happened?
What happened?
It may just be that the President of the United States turned off your GPS. Mr. Bush asked for a way to disable the U.S. network of global positioning satellites during a national crisis to keep terrorists from using it against us. A White House spokesman says he'll only flip that switch if absolutely necessary. The president would be more likely to go to war before. Our GPS network, like the highway system, is now ranked as part of the country's infrastructure. So they say it would be a last resort to switch it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure I understand how that would be aiding the terrorists if we had GPS. I mean, apparently, and I don't understand all the science and technology of this, they're afraid that terrorists could tap into that global positioning system to track troops, I guess. And, you know, I don't know.
I'm sorry, may I help you?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Mr. Bin Laden. How may we help you today?
Yes, I am trying to locate some of the bigger people that are at the top of the United States government, and I'm wondering if you could help me. I'm trying to get to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
All right, Mr. Bin Laden, what you want to do is make a left on Constitution, make your first right on New York Avenue, and you'll be right in front of the White House.
Oh, thank you. I am so very glad that I pressed the blue button.
Can I help you make reservations at a restaurant or at a hotel?
That would be very nice. I'd like to stay at the Hampton Inn, thank you.
The 9/11 attack.
See, that's why we got to get rid of the GPS, right? Push that button, Bush.
Sure.
Push that button.
The 9/11 attack on America didn't happen in Lincoln, Nebraska. It happened in New York and in Washington. But after studying the healthcare systems in the District of Columbia and all 50 states, Nebraska is one of the states more prepared for a bioterror attack. I guess that's a good thing. Considering
thank God.
Nebraska is a big contributor to our food supply, and so when it comes to bioterror, that sort of makes sense.
Okay.
But as one of the six states...
Yeah, but still, it's Nebraska.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Let's be honest. I mean, I don't want to talk about the loss of human life. If you could take the people out of it...
Uh-huh.
We got 50 great states.
Yeah, I mean, Buzz, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, protect New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington. I'll eat hot dogs.
Right.
I don't need corn.
Here's the thing. We got 50 states. Really, about 20 of them are great.
Yeah, that's right.
We got about another 20 that are mid, and then you've got, you know, your bottom 10.
Yeah, but Nebraska gives great steaks.
That's right.
The best steaks come from Nebraska.
Yeah, okay, Omaha steaks.
Let me just think about this for a second.
Nebraska spelled backwards is Axar Ben.
Okay, your bottom 10. Thank you, Head.
That was a wonderful factoid, Rob.
How do you say shut up backwards? How do you say shut up backwards? What?
I think it's P-tus.
How do you say help backwards?
P-tus. I'm sorry. That's
the funniest line, I think, on the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Police were hurt, not to ignoring his cries. Professor Backwards was murdered, and he really was
murdered.
And he came in and said the police were told to ignore his cries of Jesus. That was back when that show was funny.
Yeah. You know, I might say, Nebraska, if we had to cut 10,
uh-huh.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
But I've got to say to those of us listening, those of you listening to the Deep South, mainly all my ten are in the Deep South.
Well, you know, and Nebraska, frankly, isn't Montana just as good as Nebraska?
Prettier? I would do away.
Prettier. They don't care about pretty.
If I had to slice 10, I'd do away with both Dakotas. There's 8 gone right there.
I don't think I'm ever going.
Beautiful.
Don't we have some listeners up there?
Mike, again, I'm not thinking about our listeners. I'm thinking about if we had to lose 10 states right now, I'd lose, I'd lose New Mexico.
Yeah.
Let me say, Alabama, your history.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona?
What?
Arizona?
No, I like it there.
Yeah.
I want to say this about Tennessee. Lower Tennessee I would keep. That would be a half state.
Right.
It's only the upper mid-south that I would go in with my tweezers.
Are you picking 10 that you're getting rid of? Utah.
Yeah.
Put Utah on the list.
Oh, yeah.
We're not on there. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, Utah. So let me see. The Dakotas, that's
two. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You got great skiing in Utah. You really do.
Mike,
you can go to Montana for that.
Okay, so you've got both Dakotas. Then you've got Alabama. All the A's are going to be there. Arkansas, I'm getting rid of that. I'm getting rid of half of Tennessee.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
As long as we can keep the musical.
I might want to keep Oklahoma.
Why?
Yeah.
We've been.
Oh, that's right. We went to Tulsa.
You remember?
It's on the list.
Yep.
Okay. So now we've got at least 6 gone.
Mm-hmm.
God, no offense to all the people that listen to us in northern New England, but it'd just be easier just to flick them off like a booger or something.
Oh, okay. Don't you dare.
Vermont, New Hampshire.
Oh, No.
Okay. I'm just talking if we had to cut down from 50 to 40.
How about Wisconsin?
How about you take a piece of cheese and shove it where the sun don't shine? Now you're getting personal, okay?
That's right. That's how Christmas. I feel about New England.
Okay, but just pick one, though. Out of New England, if you had to pick one state out of New England to save, what would it be?
To save?
Yes.
Well, it would have to be Maine.
Okay, then there you go. Maine's safe.
Connecticut?
Your mom would have to be airlifted to Maine, Mike.
Vermont, New Hampshire, nice.
Mom, get out of there. Help me.
Well, I'm not worried about Nebraska because they got to get through Iowa to get to it.
Hold on. Iowa. Yeah.
Yeah, Iowa.
Iowa's on the list.
As one of the six states most ready for a bioterror attack, the Cornhusker state, Nebraska, scored only an 8 on a scale of 1 to 10.
And, of course, this is ridiculous. We have 50 states. We really only need to get rid of one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama and Arkansas.
Thank you. None of our 50 states has scored a perfect 10.
And listen, even Arkansas is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Alabama.
We're still on in Alabama.
No, we're not.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Oh, bye. Most states, all but 16 states, don't have even enough healthcare professionals to deal with a bioterror attack. How's that bomb shelter coming, Skippy? Beef, it's what's for breakfast now in America, and that's our story when we come back.
Thank you, Buzzy. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your
Pork
life.
Pork chop.
Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
Pork chop.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shake and bake.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not cheap, just thoughtless. Don and Mike.
You know that tomorrow on the show, I'm doing the chimes there. It's our last show of the year.
Yes.
And we're going to have the Christmas miracle at the beginning.
Can't wait.
Aren't you going to say anything about the Christmas miracle, Mike?
Nary a word.
Nary a word?
Nary a word.
Also tomorrow, the big fat loser from The Apprentice. Rich Eisen tomorrow. And the Hamburger James story.
A Christmas tradition.
That's tomorrow's episode. But we're not done with today. Here's Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Beef, it's what's for breakfast now at Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, the same chain that recently brought you the Monster Thick Burger with as many calories as you should eat in a day and as much fat as you should get in a week, now introduces the Egg Burger.
Say what you will, but I love Carl's Jr. Man,
sure.
Whenever we go to California, I always make Mike go there first today.
Yep.
You're right. Drive the rental car first to Carl's Jr.
And it is the best. Now it's the Egg Burger, because once you've put the bacon and the cheese on beef, the only missing piece of the cholesterol puzzle is egg. The egg in the new Egg Burger is fried, along with the hash browns they put on top of that, to go with the beef patty and the cheese. It has 830 calories and 46 grams of fat. But this seems like rabbit food when compared to the Monster Thick Burger from Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, with its over 1,400 calories and 107 grams of fat.
Delicious.
Big Mac seems like an appetizer at that point.
I was gonna mention something about my weight, that I'm happy and depressed that I'm at my goal weight. It was how old is Robert? 2 years?
Yeah, just
it was 2 years. I got hit by the car the same day around the time Robert was born. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, the doctor told me that I'd have to lose that weight or have my back surgery, right? So it's 2 years later. Mm-hmm. I'm down to 210.
Right.
Which was
that's awesome.
The goal weight.
Done a great job.
And what a letdown. I just want to say, what a letdown.
How so?
Well, why? Because it's 2 years later.
Uh-huh.
I'm at my goal weight.
Good.
Let me lift up my sweater. You like that?
Yeah.
I feel like calling the doctor up and saying, hey, dude, it's 2 years later. Uh-huh. If this was the goal, I would have quit a year ago.
Oh.
I'm very serious.
Well, that's sad.
But
you're healthier, and you do look better.
You know what the doctor says to me?
What?
Well, how about going for 20 more? I said, that's fine, but why didn't we make the goal 190?
Yeah, I know.
Because your goal was 210. You weighed 283. The goal was 210.
You got it licked. You know how to do it.
Yeah, you're doing fine. You set realistic goals, one goal at a time.
Yeah, I know, but it's a letdown.
Yeah, I understand.
And I've
hang in there. You've made progress.
And I hear you say something like that with that burger.
The Monster Thick Burger, yeah.
This whole reason I've lost was all I do is count calories. Mm-hmm. And I do my exercise. You don't want to hear that. That's boring. But to me, 800 calories, it doesn't sound crazy. You know what that is? That's two of those low-cal Uncle Ben's piece of crap things that I have for lunch every day.
Yeah, but this is too many of the calories come from fat in this case to be, really healthy.
Hey, we all got to die of something.
That's right.
Yeah, calories are calories.
That's my... Incidentally, and let it be heard from the highest mountaintop, that was my contribution to the discussion on weight. Actually, I've lost 3 pounds.
Hey, congratulations.
It's a start.
It is a start. You got to start somewhere.
A start.
And you're already at your goal weight.
I am.
Congratulations.
3 pounds. And I am at my goal weight.
It shows.
I've never felt better.
Just wait till you get to your goal weight, and then you got a big letdown.
It's like, everybody weighs in on this discussion.
It's like, this is it? I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to drag the show down here, but it's like, I get on the scale, I call the doctor, he goes, congratulations. He said, how do you feel? I said, I'm looking at myself naked in the mirror right now, and really I was.
They love it when you call like that.
You know, frankly, the goal should have been like maybe 160.
Oh, God.
You know.
No, I'd be a little too thin.
I carry an awful lot right around the middle.
Yeah, I know.
I hope to hit my goal weight by the new year if I can just put on 5 more pounds.
Good luck, bro.
God, I'm going to try. I'm going to really focus.
Hey, at least you planned it for the best time of the year to do
that. Yeah, if you have to put on, tis the season.
But seems to me 800 calories, and I don't care all that crap anymore about fat content, about carbs and everything.
Right.
800 calories, you have a couple of those in one day, you're cool.
You're done for the day.
Then you just gotta eat, you know, junk, and I don't mean junk, I mean like the
water
stuff I hate, like
salad
and carrots and stuff like that.
If you already have your cross-country Christmas gifts on their way, your work is almost behind you. About 2,000 packages at a UPS facility near Chicago have been damaged or destroyed by a fire. Merry Christmas. UPS officials say the packages were destined for New Jersey, Illinois, and Colorado. People who've shipped or expected to get packages in those states are urged to visit UPS.com.
Oh, man.
Be sure and tell them what Brown can do for you.
I think it's this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way.
No!
Then they start a fire.
Now, about the new M3 power shaver from Gillette.
You have one in your hand?
It's two. Yes, I do.
It's
two exposed razor blades. Two exposed razor blades mounted on a high RPM motor.
I use this.
What could go wrong?
I use this thing.
Now there's a reason for concern, a new reason. Gillette now plans to reshape the handle and make a version for women, a shaver that vibrates, that you can use in the shower. Again, what could go wrong or very, very right?
Let me turn. If you'll put that back up, I'll turn your microphone off.
Hey, do you get one of those? Do we have those here?
Not the ladies' version.
Do we have the guys' versions here?
No, I bought this.
Oh, you bought this. Okay. Well, you mean you went out and bought it for the purpose of your news?
Well, I wanted to try it.
Isn't it great when he brings show and tell items?
I like to review items before I trash them.
This is just a... you shouldn't trash that. This is not an ad.
Do you use that electric thing?
Yes.
How is it?
I love it. It's psychological because the thing just goes brrr, but you feel like, wow, it's actually like massaging my face and all that crap about the four blades.
But the blades aren't really moving, are they?
Yeah, they vibrate.
Yes, they do.
It's two exposed razor blades mounted on a high RPM electric motor. And it may actually work. It may actually be better than just a regular blade, but it also, you bleed twice as fast in the event that you
cut yourself. I ain't got time to bleed, as Jesse Ventura said, but I've been using it, and look, I don't shave that much because I don't have that much facial hair I got to shave, but I love it. I bet you like it. And it's cheap. It's like $7.
All right. That might get me off the old electric.
Anyway, this suspicious new ladies model is called the Venus Vibrance.
Oh, we know what they're selling.
Okay, yeah. And now I know why you went and you got it and turned it on, because what you're implying is that ladies would turn it on and it would vibrate for them.
Exactly, Don.
That's right. And I want to tell you, ladies, you're going to have a great sensation, because as you know, I shave all the hair on my body. Yeah. And when I shave all the hair, oh, do I love the vibrating.
Sure, and that's why when you come in, we always can tell the day after you do that, when you come in, how do you feel? I feel like Brazil.
I'm on the phone to the doctor, and he says, if you hit your goal weight, he said, yes, but God, I look awful shaved.
Finally, the trial continues in Orlando, Florida, for the 40-year-old sheriff's deputy who was caught on tape relieving his bladder in a public elevator. The manager of the parking garage where the elevator's located says the deputy did this a lot, as in often.
Buzz, I don't know whose song to play here. I could...
Michael Source.
Guilty.
Michael Mara.
Yeah. Glad they didn't have video cameras in those days. We never did it in an elevator.
Well, I don't know where the manager of the parking garage got this idea, but he detected perhaps some kind of attitude problem. Deputy. But the elevator began to corrode, so the manager gathered evidence and called the cops on the cop. Now, Deputy Brown says he has medical documents that will prove that he has a condition that forces him to urinate frequently. Nice try, Deputy, but my guess is that defense won't hold water.
Oh, yeah! Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Okay.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah.
Oh.
I said we gotta fly. Ron and Fez, Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez are coming next.
Excellent.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Everybody. Last show of the year. Good and Goofy. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you, sir. Tom.
And you.
I'm obsessed with the Bible.
I'm obsessed with psychotherapy. And, oh, that's it. We got to go. See ya.
Home to my bulldog.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.